it is hilarious.
Oh, I bet.
Both with the parental drama and the way that the kids react.
I've seen some terrible videos about the way parents can act at those games.
Yeah, well, again, we gotta start building some new policy here, because my solution to that is, if you're a parent and you get kicked out of a Little League game, you can't come back until you umpire a game.
I like it.
Two balls, two strikes, no outs. 7-3, Colt 45s. Lindholm, the 2-2 pitch to Aguayo, swings and misses for strike three. Goes out a pitch that was under the subway, right at the dirt, and there's one away. So for Aguayo, subway definitely not eating fresh on that one. Chases the pitch out of the zone, and with one out, here is Kyle Norton. Norton with Cassingham at second and Giesig at first. First pitch swung on, hit softly to second. The throw to second for one to first, double play. Nice stretch there by Jake Morrell, able to stretch his body out like taffy and able to reach out and scoop up the third out. 4-6-3, double play. No runs. Two hits. One man left. We go to the top of the fourth inning here at historic Tiger Field. The season closer here as the Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento New Baseball Order 7-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR.
He's a hero to us all. Nolan Ryan. He stands straight, he stands tall. He don't mess around, boys. He just throws a mean fastball.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the fourth inning, Reading Colt 45s baseball is brought to you by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy, and a truck at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395, or view the website at gregspump.com. 0-1 pitch is grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson, who throws across the diamond and gets Morrell, and there's one away. So Morrell grounds out. And so here is Austin Watkins with the Colt 45s. Were able to rally from a 3-0 deficit yesterday and win 10-4. Ball is flying out of the yard. Home runs by Reed, Fragoso, and Johnson. 1-0 pitch down the middle for a strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Cabral deals away. Two and one, Cabral grabbing some rosin. 2-1 pitch, that's taken down and in for ball three. No sunscreen though for Cabral, just keeping to the rosin. 3-1 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted softly into right field. Ranging to his right is Norton, who will put it away, and there's two outs. So for Dylan Cabral, after allowing three runs in the first two innings. He has really taken the ship and guiding it to safer waters so far. And now, here is Duncan Hansen, who takes 1-0 to Hansen. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that was interesting. Wow. The ball was swung on and fouled away, and it actually went in between the gap of the netting. 1-1. A Reading Police Department helicopter flying overhead, saying hello and getting a bird's eye view. 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 7-3. Colt 45's. Here's Cabral, the 2-2 pitch. Four-seam fastball for strike three. And down goes Hansen, who dips. Got some late run to it on the inside corner, and that takes care of Hansen. No runs, no hits, as Cabral has retired the last six batters he has faced. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45's ahead of Sacramento NBO, 7-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR.
We're born again, there's new grass on the field. Round the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in cold.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and for Coach Bob Anderson, looking to drive his team to its 32nd win of the season and finish with a winning percentage of .800. And speaking with this team about its big league experiences, and I don't think it gets any better than what Bob Anderson got to do when he was a 10-year-old growing up in Southern California, grew up in Manhattan Beach. Pitches swung on and missed for strike one to Giacomo Crosetti. So his best friend growing up, Danny Palazzotto, his uncle was Sparky Anderson. And got a chance to watch the Cincinnati Reds play against the Dodgers in 1974. 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third. Up with it, the throw on the run in time by Tatum, and there's one away. So for Crosetti, who grounds out for the first time tonight, and with one away, here's Hunter Reed, who is 0-2, reached on an error. For you, Tyler, what was your favorite big league experience? Like, what was your first exposure to professional baseball, whether it was attending a game here in Reading or going to an Oakland A's or San Francisco game?
My very first experience was actually in Detroit, of all places. I saw Justin Verlander throw against the Texas Rangers when they had that stacked lineup they had back in 2011. It was awesome seeing Justin Verlander throw. I could not believe that I was watching.
Well, out of the way, let's see if there's an athlete in the crowd. Oh, over their head, so we don't get to see that bungle. So go ahead.
Just to finish, yeah, I had seats right next to the outfield bullpen at Tiger Stadium, and Justin Verlander, seeing him throw, I just couldn't believe it. He was so quick and so much better than I ever could think about being.
1-1 pitch taken high for ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. 2-1 the count. to Reed. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball taken just a little bit inside for ball three. So three balls and one strike to count for Reed, who is looking for home run number 10 on the year. And I told him if he hits it over the dead center wall, I'd buy him a steak. But it has to be dead center over the 406 side. He won't get that opportunity. He takes a 3-1 pitch that is above the 6'3" man for ball four. And so are the Reading Colt 45s. They have the leadoff. They have the man aboard with one out. For Mason Johnson. Johnson, who hit a home run last night. Here's the pitch. Change up right on the outside corner. First strike one. 0-1 the count. Reed, couple of paces off the bag. There goes Reed on the pickoff, the throw to second, and Reed is tagged out. Two away. So for Reed, who got a big jump, was going straight steal, and Lindholm able to take care of him. So, not hurting the Colt 45s so far, as they have a 4-run cushion. But what do you make of some of the base running errors that the 45s have committed this year, Tyler?
You know, it's just one of those things that separates the good from the great is the discipline not to not make fielding errors and run yourself out of innings on the base pass. They're learning. They'll get better.
Indeed, the 0-1 pitch hits Mason Johnson on the left elbow, and he wears that elbow pad for a reason. Mason Johnson definitely one of those guys that tends to draw more contact than other players. And here's Patrick Fregoso. Johnson at first. Here's the pitch to Fregoso. That is taken on the outside corner. First strike one. Fregoso takes on the outside corner for strike two. So for Patrick Fregoso, whose older brother just welcomed Emiliano, his first nephew. 0-2 pitch swung on and fouled away. So for the 45s, trying to make it four wins in a row to conclude this season. And again, I like it. The Jefferson State Baseball League. It's got a nice little ring to it. Oh, meanwhile, Johnson is picked off. He was on the base and then led off as the ball came, and he is tagged out 1 foot off the back for out number three. Man, talk about some Bugs Bunny bubblegum baseball that was.
Yeah.
Mason Johnson, he wasn't even leading. He was actually off the base and then went into his secondary 1 foot off. And as soon as he took one step off the bag, the ball was there to meet him.
Man.
So for the Colt 45s, definitely showing they can hit, but their base running could definitely use some work. Well, luckily there's plenty of cushion. We go to the top of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento New Baseball Order 7-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Every single thing he did the beat rose way. Walk through heaven and got the leaves. If there's one more game to play, diving down this road of love they call the beat rose way.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the fifth inning we go, and here is tonight's beer batter, Surreal Harrow, takes on the outside corner for strike one, 0-1. Cabral whips and fires the 0-1 pitch. That ball is swung on, little roller to Cabral. Cabral turns, fires, throws, gets his man, and there's one away.
There's still a shot. This down, nice ground.
So with one out, Cabral able to take care of Harrow, and now here's Wyatt Balky. Cabral whips and fires. The first pitch swung on, comebacker off his glove. Cabral gathers it in time and throws. A little bit low, but a nice scoop there by Hunter Reed, and there's two away. Good gloversmanship there by the 6'3" man. Able to dig that ball out of the dirt. Man, Hunter Reed, the one thing that I don't think gets even talked about enough has been his consistency over there at first base defensively. That guy is a ball player.
I'm not sure he's made an error all year.
What?
So I'm not sure that he's made an error all year long.
Yeah.
I don't recall one.
Five for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
Third baseman, number 14, Willie Taylor.
Pitch is swung on, lined into left field, or right field softly for a base hit, and so for Tatum, who is aboard. And now here is Ty Bartlett. And so meanwhile, we're going to have a substitution come in. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted softly into left field. Under it is Giesig. He'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. So, there's no discount beer, but there is discount ice cream. Even better, discount ice cream. No runs. One hit, a man left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Redding Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 7-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
To the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says I am the greatest there has ever been. He grits his teeth.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
All right. Bottom of the fifth inning, and here is Patrick Fragoso. Fragoso to lead things off, and then for Fragoso, who had a plate appearance in the fourth inning, and it was halted after Mason Johnson got picked off. So two base runners for the Colt 45s got picked off, and Johnson and Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch to Fragoso, taking inside and low for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. We have reached the halfway point of the final game of the season. 1-0 pitch. That's taken inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes as we have ourselves a new pitcher, and I believe that is Dan Aceto. Yes, it is. 2-0 pitch. Swung on line into left center, and that'll drop for a base hit. Fragoso continuing to light it up. He is now six. He now has six hits in his last seven at bats.
Boy, Saban is best for last.
Yes, he is. Here's the pitch to Thomas. Fastball taken up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes, and it's important to, of course, note that over 80% of these ball players come from different parts, not just of California, but from different parts of the country as well. So a big thank you to all the host families who have done a wonderful job in hosting and giving, opening up their homes for our players. It's been absolutely wonderful, and it takes a community to make this team and this dream work. 1-0 pitch taken inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to count. And of course, to the parents who support the station by listening in on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, and on Free Fire Radio. 2-0 pitch. That's delivered on the inside corner. First strike, 1-2, Aceto. Q1 pitch, swung on line hard into left field for a base hit. And so to second goes Fragoso in the middle of the order. Hitting the ball well, and now here is Mason Cassingham, who singled in his last at bat, 1-for-2, getting his first start on the infield this season, playing second base. And now switching from right-handed to left-handed, where he has a lot more power on his left-handed side. That's the side where he's hit his one home run. Kitch delivered to Kaziam, throws down the bunt, tips it foul behind home plate, and 0-1 is the count, and the Colt 45's field also having a nice feel to it. Right field and right center, and left field and left center painted with brand new yellow walls. It is a pretty sight to see the mixture of colors. 0-1, Cassian tries to get the bunt down and can't find it for strike two. 0-2 the count, and so now for Cassingham. Trying his best. Didn't get the bunt down, and now with two outs, gonna have to do it the old fashioned way. Try to bring in another run. 0-2 hit, swung on, grounded to the right side to second. The turn to second for one. The won't be a throw to first, instead a look to third to try to get Fragoso, but he's smart enough, gets back to the bag. And so 4-6 fielder's choice, and now here is Jeremy Giesig. What a lovely evening this has been after 2 weeks ago where it was almost unbearable to walk outside. Game time temperature tonight was 101, but it's now trickled back down to the mid-80s.
Oh, that's a cool 101.
Yeah, no, very cool. Let's just go have a picnic at Caldwell Park 101. That's how we do it here in Reading.
That's right.
Anything below 105. And now Cousingham is going to get picked off.
Oh,
and
man.
Himself. He's going to keep himself. Oh, does a nice little spin. Is the run going to score? Well, yes, it will. So Cousingham runs himself into an out intentionally to allow Fragoso to come in to score. And it's 8-3, Colt 45s.
That's four times caught stealing on the base pass today, though.
Yeah, that's four times caught stealing on the base pass. But that I think was Cassingham's intention, though, on that one.
Okay, we'll give it to him.
So, yeah, no, Mason gets the benefit of the doubt, so.
I'm reading here about Ricky Henderson. Speaking of stolen bases, he had a game where he was going against the Mariners, and he didn't get on a plate appearance, but he scored four runs and stole five bases. Unbelievable.
That is nutty. I mean, we haven't seen. See, we need to make stealing home popular again, but
man,
that would also be under the assumption that pitchers wouldn't throw as hard, and that's not going to happen. Here's the 2-1 pitch, swung on, line down the first base side and foul. You know, when you got like the average big league ball player, I mean, the guys who are even throwing low, 94 miles an hour. I mean, how do you steal home off of that? That seems impossible. Although that Ellie De La Cruz guy from the Cincinnati Reds who wore out my Dodgers today.
He did. And he did steal second, third, and home on two pitches, which was unbelievable to watch.
Yeah. That guy is a freak. And I'm glad that we're starting to see more of these phenoms come out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Giesing. But the Colt 45s are able to manufacture a run on a single by Patrick Fragoso, who gets the third. And then with some help and some elbow grease from Mason Cassingham, able to score with Cassingham sacrificing himself on the pickle. One run on two hits. Nobody left. And we are through five innings here at Tiger Field as the sun is beginning to set on the season. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Sacramento New Baseball Order 8-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with the reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com.
The other batters get the Willie Blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who.
Swing it at the plate, say hey.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Go. Ready? And we are here in the top of the sixth inning, and it's time to turn it back over to our sideline reporter, Aria Del Rosario Sabat. What do you have for us, Aria?
Thank you, Ethan. I spoke with Brett Parker, one of the Colt 45's many fans. Brett, also coined with the nickname Mr. Fabulous, has been a fan for 4 years, but has only lived in Reading for 1 year. He moved last year from New York, and the first thing he did when he arrived was purchase his Colt 45 season pass. Talk about a hardcore fan. He's only missed a total of 4 games this season, making sure to get his money's worth and demonstrating his dedication to supporting the team. He even followed them to their Medford games in Ashland. I asked Mr. Fabulous how he receives his nickname, and he said it originates from the Blues Brothers. Mr. Fabulous's final remarks on this season is that he will miss this environment. He loves the energy the audience brings to all the supporters of the Colt 45s. But before I pass it back to Ethan, I'd like to give a big thanks to Ethan for being such an awesome and helpful boss throughout my time. He's taught me a lot this internship that I'm extremely grateful for. And Tyler, I know I still never formally met you, but I appreciate you as well. Back to you, Ethan.
All right, that is the future section champion herself. We are calling it Aria Del Rosario Sabet. Be sure to watch some tennis, folks. You're not going to want to miss it. Pitch is swung on and missed for a second. Although it's going to be kind of hard to show objectivity when I'm covering tennis this year.
What school is she playing tennis for?
I don't know. Guess.
Is it Shasta?
Yes.
Oh, she's a wolf like me. Yes. Let's go, Aria.
You know, I made the mistake of calling them the Wolfpack because that's like something that the football team yells. They yell 1, 2, 3, Wolfpack. And so called them the Wolfpack once and the whole town went crazy bad.
West Side Wolfpack, like, oh, man.
Send this guy back to the real estate section. Here is Jake Morrell after the double from Brett Griffiths. So here is Morrell. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike one as we have ourselves a new pitcher in Aaron Wood. And so for Wood, whose mom is my dental hygienist. Here's the pitch. Taken a little high for ball one. One ball and one strike. Threw a no-hitter during his junior year at Red Bluff, against Red Bluff High School as well. Had 9 strikeouts. Definitely one of the better performances that we've seen in the North State over the past couple of seasons. 1-1 pitch taken inside for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike, and wants to study law. Going to attend Shasta College first, though, to get his prerequisites done. 2-1 pitch, check swing. Did Morrell go? Oh, no swing. Morrell shaking his head, saying, I am not guilty. I am completely innocent of the swing checking. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Wood with Griffiths at second. The 3-1 pitch swung on, and that ball is lying hard down the left field line. And foul as it disappears into the corner. So a full count. And be sure to check out the summer concert series starting August 1st. There'll be plenty of good family country music to come check out. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Wood trying to take care of Morrell, who had a home run in last night's game. Wood, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is bounced to first. Nice scoop there by Reed. Not easy on the one hop. Touches the bag, beats Morrell, and there's 2 away. And now here's Austin Watkins. And so with 2 outs, the Reading Colt 45s are ahead 8-3. And again, it's been a great season just because of the fact that we've only had 1 rainout this year as well. Pitch swung on, ground up along the third base side and foul for a winter that had so much rain and a spring that had so much rain and snow. I was thinking when we got to the summertime, maybe there'd be more rain in the forecast, but besides the game against, who was it?
Santa Rosa Rosebuds.
Oh, yeah, it was the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, and that game got rained out. In fact, that was all the way in late May, and it rained out graduation. So, here's the 1-1 pitch, 4-seam fastball right there on the outside corner for a strike. Yeah, I ended up having to attend Anderson High School that night to take graduation photos for the Record Searchlight, so the weather cooperated with my schedule. One team hit, swung on, lift along the first base side, and foul. That is near my car. Ah, but it hits the car right next to it. Lucky again.
Oh, man. Good job parking, baseball.
Oh, yeah. There we go. The gods aren't completely in my favor, though. I'm driving on a blown front tire.
Oh, no.
Not even joking. That thing is flatter than a. I gotta think of another
flatter than a 2 week old Dr. Pepper.
Let's just say it's flatter than a pancake. Here's the 2-2 pitch, taken inside from all three. Okay, I had this debate. Are Pop Tarts flaky?
Pop Tarts are not flaky, sir.
Okay, then you are definitely on my mom's side on this one.
You think Pop-Tarts are flaky?
2-2 pitch. That's taken inside for ball four. What did you say your favorite flavor was?
Oh, I said no.
Mystery berry?
No, I like strawberry, but I'm saying you think they're flaky. Toaster strudels are flaky.
I mean, I used to say flakier than a Pop-Tart, and then my mom's like, don't you realize that Pop-Tarts aren't flaky? She said that right to me, too, while I was on the air. She called me up and be like, hey, what you said was dumb. This is the same woman, by the way, that smacked me on the back of the head because I was trying to get a live stream going up when I was in Los Angeles to help produce a baseball game, and I wasn't standing at attention. She smacked me.
Well,
good mothering skills. Here's the hit. Swung on and foul the way, and oh, we got ourselves a broken window right there.
Oh, man.
Guy was looking to... I think he had his, who was it? Oh, man, it actually hit somebody. That's why people are looking.
Oh, no.
I don't know. There's all this attention going on right now. Either that ball hit somebody, there's somebody that's just sort of standing there kind of stunned. Anyway, here's to the ball game. One ball and one strike. Wasn't like there was like an earthquake like there was in the World Series between the A's and the Giants. Pitch is swung on, lift along the first baseline. Kazmiam under it, and he dropped the ball. Kazmiam dropped the ball and then throws it into left field. Two errors for the price of one. Two runs come across. And thankfully for Eric Aguayo, he is able to restore order after another near error. Oh, boy, and it's now 8-5 in favor of the 45. Sacramento scoring two runs on two errors, both by the same man, the recently graduated 18-year-old from UPREP, Mason Kazmiam. There's good days, there's good plays, there's bad days, and then there are bad plays in Mason trying to, man, talk about doing too much.
Yep.
That's okay. I love you, Mason.
So, there's a law in place that prevents anybody from suing a baseball club for getting hit by a foul ball, I guess.
Yeah.
Passed by the Supreme Court of all places. Unbelievable.
Anything in the sewer.
So, meanwhile, for Aaron Wood, who is a little bit perplexed right now, the blonde-haired kid should have had three outs and instead two earned runs come across. So... here's the pitch, bouncing the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Wood. He'll set. Wind and fire. The 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow left field. under it is Fragoso, and he drops the ball. Fragoso drops the ball, this time on the outfield grass. It's one thing for the new guy who hasn't played second base since he was 12 to make an error. It's a completely different thing when you have the veteran shortstop from Cal State San Bernardino doing it. All of a sudden, the Colt 45s are starting to unravel a little bit on defense, and now we have a two-run game with the tying run at the plate.
Unbelievable. Got to stay awake out there, boys. Let's go.
You know what? I'm for the entertainment, though, man. This has definitely been a perplexing one, to say the least. 0-1 the count. Wood, the bearer of bad luck, gets a swing and Mr. Strike 2. Back with it. 0-2 the count. Here's where the 0-2 pitch. Fastball away inside for ball one. Oh, yeah, that is white ball two. So, here we go. Oh, 1-2 pitch. Change up. Freezes ball keeper, strike three. And so for Aaron Wood, who might need a couple of Advil after that inning, in which his team allows three runs with two outs, all of them unearned on three errors, two by Mason Cassingham, one by Patrick Fragoso. So Sacramento NBO is back into the ballgame. Let's see if the Colt 45s can make up for their mishap. We go to the bottom of the sixth. The Colt 45s leading Sacramento New Baseball Order 8-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and let's see what the Colt 45s can do after a bit of a rough defensive sixth inning there, allowing three earned runs, a routine fly ball that was dropped at second base that was then thrown into right field trying to get a runner at second, and then a routine fly ball at short. The 1-0 pitch to Aguayo. That's a 4-seam fastball. This inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two and oh the count. 2-0-2 Aguayo. Two-seamer, that's delivered on the outside corner for strike one. And so here is Aceto. He'll wind and fire. The 2-1 pitch. And there's a high fly ball into deep right field. Back he goes to the warning track. And that's going to drop and get all the way to the wall. Holding it second with a stand-up double is Eric Aguayo. And the Colt 45s get what they need to get going offensively. And, man, talk about the hustle, man. Look at Kingston, the bat boy. Get her done. High knees, perfect sprinting form. That is a bat boy that deserves some more candy. And now here is Kyle Norton. Here's the pitch to Norton. That is taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes for Norton, who is 1-for-3. Grounded to second, doubled, and then Grounded to short. 1-0. Missed inside. Two-o pitch. High fastball. And Norton chased it. Two balls, one strike to count. Two-one, swung on, and there's a fly ball into right field, ranging to his left, making the catch. Is Harrow the throw to third? Not in time, as Aguayo tags and advances the base. And now here's Giacomo Crosetti. For Crosetti, who has scored twice, hit a two-run double in the second. Pitch is taken down the middle for a strike. 0-1. Glad you could all join us for the last game of the season. 0-1 pitch, Jasmine. That ball is lined down the first base side and foul. Ooh. That one definitely sounded like a broken back windshield right there. Jeez, nobody is safe. This ball flying and these insurance rates are about to go up on everybody who attends a 45s game. The 0-2 hit, swung on, lined into left field, base hit, and then it's under the glove of Tyce Bartlett. Crosetti into second with a single and then an error in left field to allow him to advance the base. The Colt 45s get a run back and now lead 9-6. Boy, it's been a fun day if you're into bad defense.
Playing in Texas, A&M, Texas Canada, first baseman, number 26, Hunter Reed.
And now, here is Hunter Reed looking for home run number 10. That was his goal for today. The pitch to Reed, taken down and away for ball one, skips in the dirt. Hansen can't find it on the right side and moving over to third. On the wild pitch is Crosetti. One and oh with one out. 1-0 pitch, fastball swung on. That ball is flying high down the right field line and foul, out of play. Wow. That almost hit the cars in the far side of the first base side as well, man. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, hit hard, past the third baseman and into left field for a base hit. In to score is Crosetti. Hunter Reed with his first base hit. It's an RBI single and the Colt 45s back to their offensive ways. Now leading 10-6.
Stepping into the batter's box for the fourth class, third baseman, number 10, Mason Johnson.
And here is Mason Johnson as a Cito. Reed at first. Here's the pitch to Johnson. Change taken away for ball one. And a throw over to first that just to keep Reed honest.
One
1-0 in the dirt for all two. Two balls and no strikes as Johnson. Trying to put the 45s, increase his lead. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball taken on the outside corner for strike one. Two balls and one strike, and we were mentioning how Bob Anderson was thrown out of the game for balking yesterday, and that was what the argument was over. 2-1 pitch, but then he also said that there were some choice words being told, and I guess he was called a high school coach. Very degrading.
That's awful. Even though high school coaches are still very good coaches.
Yeah, man. No, it's just, though, you want the, when you're dealing with those conflicts, 3-1 pitch, taken high for ball four. These guys, when you're playing in these summer baseball leagues, you are professionals, and it doesn't necessarily matter whether or not you're getting paid, not paid. You know, you're getting free room and board, and you're playing by MLB rules, and you're playing against, you know, some of the better collegiate players. It's not like every college baseball player who plays Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, junior college. It's not like, you know, everybody's out here just doing this during the summer. If you're out here, you know, you're playing ball. You're doing this
at the next
level. Chance to maybe even get drafted someday. So, you know, you gotta put some respect on Bob's name. 0-1 pitch and it hits Fragoso on his left elbow. And so Fragoso hit by the pitch, and now this might be it for Aceto, as the Colt 45s, after allowing three earned runs, have put up two in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right now playing the waiting game as Aceto looks to finish off the inning, and really there's nobody for Sacramento New Baseball Order to go to. Bases are loaded. Hunter Reed is spinning his helmet with his finger. Any secret talents besides being able to play baseball somewhat?
Yeah, I could do a little bit of beatbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my talent, I guess this is kind of dumb, but I can spin a basketball on all 10 of my fingers.
That's pretty cool, man.
Honestly. Here's the pitch. Taken away for ball one. And some of the talents that Hunter Reed has says that he can juggle. Can't do more than three objects, though, so.
Three's
might
hard.
Be good, though, to have it the dip, maybe. 1-0 pitch, swung on and down. One thing I've wanted to know, has there been, like, a magic act? I feel like the dip would be, like, the perfect place to have a magician.
I mean, they do
music there so much. Why not see magic? Take some of that dark floral colors. Put together a magic show.
You know, I'm not sure I've seen very many magic shows, period. I think it might be one of those vaudevillian things that's kind of dying out, but I love magic shows.
I know, man. Magic is still cool. Come on now.
No, I'm just saying it's kind of a different era. It is definitely very cool, though.
Man, you know what? If nobody's a magician, then I'm going to be a magician.
You know what? You should.
Go ahead.
I said, you know what? You should.
Three balls and one strike. Yeah, I've actually seen one magic show, and it's actually the magician is somebody who's also a football referee in town.
That's good.
It's actually pretty fun. He's a good guy. 3-1 pitch taken inside. Hits Trey Thomas, and the Colt 45s are starting to run away with this one as they look to win their 32nd game and now ahead at 10-6. And now With one out, bases still loaded, here is Mason Cassian. His pitch taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. One oh pitch swung on and grounded to second. The turn to short for one. The throw to first. Double play. And so that ends the inning, but not before the Colt 45s add three more runs. With Hunter Reed leading the way with an RBI single. Three runs on one hit. Two walks, two hit batters. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 11-6 here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KTNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. From the toughest problem to the simplest repairs, new installs to off-the-grid solutions. Greg is a guy and a truck, and Greg's Pump and Well Service is an experienced, licensed, and bonded pump installer and repairman. Call today, 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
I thought you wanted a recommendation letter or something.
I'll take one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool. Good deal. All right, top of the seventh, Aaron Wood. Going to face off. Here's the pitch taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. To Carter Jones.
13, Carter Jones.
Here's the pitch, taken away. One ball and one strike, the 6 p.m. dead start time, and game's gone by pretty quickly, all things considered, with the walks in the errors. 1-0 pitch, curveball dropped on the outside corner for strike two. And Aaron Wood, talk about a guy with a lot of potential, 18 years old, throws strikes consistently. Once he starts playing with more fire and throw with greater velocity, he is going to be a problem. Already is to a certain degree. I mean, you're never out of a game when you have a guy like him just throwing strikes and commanding the zone. ERA is high, but 2-2 pitch, strike three called, and down he goes. Little two-seam action, running and catching the outside part of the plate, and there's one away.
Strike three for out one. Reed to the plate. Third baseman, number 44, Drew Hansen.
And now here is Drew Hansen.
Wanted to ask you all year, what do you think about the saber metrics, the advanced metrics that aren't batting average and home runs and things like that? They tell the story a little bit better than ERA does for a season like this, I think.
I think they do too. I mean, again, we're not mathematicians and we can't necessarily tabulate everything. If we did have sabermetrics, that would do a, but the one thing about sabermetrics that I don't think some of the old school people don't understand, not to say that sabermetrics are everything.
No.
But it really does detail the efficiency of players more, you know?
I believe so.
The wins above replacement, you know, and the beautiful thing about sabermetrics is that it just increases the argument about what makes great players great. Like, you're going to see, you know, that Babe Ruth has some of the great, is one of the top players when it comes to wins above replacements, you know?
Yep, absolutely. I think that's one of the best stats I've ever seen, and I didn't like it at first, but I get it now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're basically just tabulating a player's best and worst qualities and then patching it all together to come up with a number that can be, you know, I mean, it's just, as weird as it is, I mean, baseball isn't just a numbers game, but without the numbers, how do we tell the winners of the losers? How do we tell, you know, a good player from a bad player? I mean, there's numbers going to be involved with every sport. Yeah. Some players are better at certain things than the others, but at the end of the day, if you're great, then, you know.
I'm looking at the
You're projected to be great. Here's the 2-0 pitch, taken low. Go ahead.
I said I'm looking at the all-time WAR leaders, and it is Babe Ruth, Walter Johnson. Babe Ruth is the big lead, like 17 points, and then it's Cy Young, and then Barry Bonds. It shows how good that guy was. These guys are from the 1900s, and he's just as good.
Yeah. So this does not. In fact, if anything, it actually helps the argument of what makes them great. I mean, Ohtani's got to be already up there right now. I mean, talk about gosh, I mean, we're seeing once in a lifetime business from that man.
Not running into him yet.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said I'm not running into him yet. I'm scrolling down to find him. He's only been in the league for a few years, though.
Yeah. Taking on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count to Griffiths with two outs. Here's Wood, the 0-1 pitch. That's a curveball that stays up for ball one. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back at the net. So one ball and two strikes the count. And
that final ball brought to you by McCann Spinning.
In the bottom of the seventh, we'll have one last taking out to the ball game by Scott Lewis. And God bless America. One, two hitches, a slider missed away for ball two, but Aguayo pointing at Wood saying good miss, trying to get Griffiths to chase down and away. The 2-2. Four seamer swung on and that ball is hit high and deep into left center, going back though, ranging to his right, making a button hook with it, about 16 steps, and making the catch is Giacomo Crisetti for the third out. So for Aaron Wood, coming in and getting the job done, backing his former coach, as he has allowed three unearned runs, came into the sixth inning. Those three runs, not his responsibility. Scoreless to the bottom of the seventh. And it's time for God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ball Game here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNO.
God bless America, the land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean wide with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you, Scott. You can sing along to this one too.
I don't care if I ever get back.
For the Dodge
45s.
almost got ran out of town with that one.
Yeah, you did. At the old ball game, sing it right with the West Coast.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back, cause it's root, root, root for the
Giant. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old
ball game.
See, we need the sound machine back, man. The Sandlot sound machine. It just sounds all... makes the night a little bit better when they're
I love this sound machine. Every time they're at the game, I love it.
Yep. All right, bottom of the seventh inning, and here is Jeremy Giesig to lead things off. Here's the pitch taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes as Brett Griffiths comes in to pitch. 1-0, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left center. Back it goes to the scoreboard at the wall, and it is off the wall. Into second goes Giesig with a tomahawk double that was just 3 feet away from going over the yard, and the Colt 45s answer with something explosive to start the seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And so now here is Eric Aguayo. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch to Aguayo, swung on and fouled away.
That foul ball brought to you by Jack's Grill, an iconic institution downtown Reading that serves up steaks, seafood, and cocktails.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slider swung on, line down the right field line, and foul.
Foul ball.
One ball, two strike, or excuse me, no balls and two strikes with two out. No. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Jaswell, high. For Aguayo from East Vale, California. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and a chop to short. Takes a bad hop. Deflects off of the glove, and everybody's safe. To third is Giesig. Aguayo safely aboard for the third time today. And so, here is Kyle Norton.
Now batting, right fielder, number 25, Norton.
And so for Norton, only one home run on the year. Can he have two, maybe? Must one out of here. First pitch, it swung on and lifted to the third base side. Plenty of room for the third baseman who makes the catch. And there's one away. So Norton flies out. And now here's Giacomo Crisetti, still looking for his first home run. Throw over to first, quick tag back on the bag is Aguayo. Doesn't want to run into what would be the fifth Colt 45's out on the base paths. Here's the pitch, Shazwell, oh, inside, oh man. So for Giacomo Crisetti, you almost ended up with a new haircut and a fade. 1-0 pitch, that ball swung on and fouled away, and more damage to a car. Hits the top of the hood. Nothing that a little dent oil won't do. Just got to buffer that baby out. Wax on, wax off, as my man Daniel LaRusso would say. Black. Here's a 1-1 pitch. That's a strike. Taking on for second is Aguayo. The throw to second, and he is out. So Aguayo is thrown out. And with two outs, that's the fifth runner that's been thrown out on the base paths today. But the Colt 45s taking advantage of some errors by Sacramento NBO, getting some hard contact. 1-2 pitch inside. Two balls, two strikes, two out. 11-6, 45s. Here's Griffiths. He'll wind and fire the 2-2 pitch. Swing on, and there's a high fly ball hooking down the right field line. And foul. Foul ball by about 2 feet. Man. Crisetti, though, has been seeing the ball well in the second half of the season. Two balls, two strikes, two out, 11-6. Here's the 2-2. Taken just inside and low for ball three. A full count. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball four. And so, Crisetti draws the walk. And now here's Mason Johnson, and it'll be the Lose Your Shoes race coming up next. Throw over to first, back on the bag goes Crisetti. Here's the pitch. Taking a little inside. Two balls and no strikes for Reed, who was looking for his 10th home run. 2-0 outside. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's... Three and oh. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Reed swings, fouls the pitch away. No damage done this time. In a packed crowd here, at historic Tiger Field, all here to watch the Colt 45s one last time before going into hibernation for the next 8 months. 3-1 catch, swing of that ball is driven deep into left field. Back it goes to the wall, and it is off the wall. In comes Giesig. In comes Tristetti. Reed slides, and he is thrown out at third, trying to stretch a double into a triple, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s, though, able to pick up two more runs, and that's where they leave it. A two-run triple from Hunter Reed. A two-run double from Hunter Reed. And we go to the top of the eighth inning. The Reading Colt 45s ahead of Sacramento NBO 13-6.
For tickets ready. I know some of you have a whole bunch of tickets you're going to be looking at. Thank you for your generosity. So,
Hey, Tyler. Do you have anything?
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Top of the eighth inning, and here is Dustin Niles finishing off the game, and so it'll be Niles getting some relief. Another pitcher from Reading who is heading towards Texas A&M will be joining Hunter Reed.
Oh, we got a bunch of kids. Lose your shoes. You do not run over little kids. If you do, I knock you down.
Top of the eighth inning. Rick Bassetti, general manager, sticking up for the little guy.
First baseman, number 30, Jake Morrell.
And now, so here is Jake Morrell to lead things off. The pitch to Morrell, fastball way upstairs for ball one. And so for Dustin Niles, introduces the game with a little bit of jalapeno that's up in the way for ball one. 1-0, Niles throws in the low 80s, the low 90s, taken high and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes.
California and playing out of Folsom Lake College. Number 30, Dustin Niles.
Niles, he'll set wind in front of the 2-0. Taken on the outside corner for a strike. Morrell. Looking for something hard to drive. 2-1. Four-seamer swung on and lifted into left field, shading over down the line and making the catch is Jeremy Giesig, and there's one away. And so, with one out, that will bring up Dan Aceto. So Aceto, who was...
Now Betty.
Who's pitched today?
Number 40, Dan Aceto.
Niles the pitch. Fastball right there on the outside corner. First strike one. 0-1 the count. Oh, and pitch taken low. So one ball and one strike. 1-1, swung on and missed. First strike to you. So for Sacramento NBO, last time that we'll see any baseball team for Sacramento NBO, second time in 3 weeks that we've seen them. One ball, two strikes. There's been some good series been played too. The Reading Colt 45s taking on the Seattle Studs. That was the once collegiate home of Tim Lincecum, your boy. 1-2 hit, swung on and fouled away.
Crystal Creek Aggregate Supplies.
So, we'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. The Novato Knicks, a team with some history dating all the way back to the 1960s. 1-2 hits, dropped in. First strike, three, in town goes Aceto.
Aceto takes strike three for number two.
In with two outs.
Number 21, Duncan Hansen.
Here's Duncan Hansen. The pitch to Hansen. Swung on and a roller to second. Up with it is Cassingham. Cassingham makes the play clean. And that ends the inning. And so, no runs, no hits. Dustin Niles comes in and gets the job done with a solid line of work in the eighth inning. We head to the bottom half and let's see how the... Let's see how the Lose Your Shoe Race goes this time.
Past the Carmona sign.
So,
Carmona sign to the 320.
For Rick Bassetti, who is managing the chaos, we got a mixture of teenagers and young children. I feel like if you see some of these big teenagers out here, that you basically gotta throw them basically to first base and try to see if they can find them.
I think so too.
So, here is the official referee for tonight.
All right, we're
going to start it up. Rick Bassetti, the referee, getting it done. We got over 60 kids, and here they go. Let's see who pulls it off. I feel like there's always an advantage when you have Crocs. It's almost like a performance enhancer because of how easily you can slip them on.
I think so, too.
So here we go. And there they go, and they are off, running 140 feet. And of course, we have some teenagers. We got big guys trying to find their shoes. And now we. Oh, no, 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 you gotta put them on. Oh, the girl beat him! The girl beat him! Oh, yeah! There we go, the young man tried the strategy of running to Homer, then putting on his shoes. And the young lady wearing the black shirt, so aware, was able to beat him. And what a race it was. All right, well, that is going to do it. Maybe we'll talk to this youngster afterward as Rick Bassetti shoes everybody off the field. We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM KCNR. Hey, can you hear me?
What's that you say? This is Robinson.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
First pitch by Mason Johnson to Mason Johnson's ground hard up along the third base side and foul as we just got done with the last Lose Your Shoes race of the season. The Reading Colt 45 is 3 yachts away from finishing with its highest win percentage in team history. Pitch is taken down and away for ball one. One ball and one strike the count to Johnson, who attends Antelope Valley. A seat. 1-1 pitch is taken on the inside corner. Missed for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Griffiths, he'll wind and fire. The 1-2 pitch. That's a slider in the dirt. Two pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted into foul territory. Do we have an athlete in the crowd? Oh, boy! That nearly hit some little kids. And we have ourselves a winner. Our first man, our first person able to make the catch. And that guy is very proud of his dad. Dad's showing it off. He's got the red hat. Boy, that was dangerous, too. That ball went over home plate. We had two younger children that weren't looking, but fortunately there was no accidents there. And then the dad sitting behind home plate getting it done. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on and lifted into center. One away. Have you ever caught a foul ball at a game? Oh, Tyler's not there. That's okay. One out as we go to Patrick Fragoso.
I absolutely have.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you get it at?
Tiger Field, man. Down the third base line, first base side.
Shortstop, number 8, Patrick Fragoso.
Here's the pitch. 2 Fragoso taken away and high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep center field. Going back is the outfielder. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. And so with two outs, we're going to have ourselves a pinch hitter, and it's going to be a pitcher coming to bat. Oh, yeah, you got to let you when the pitchers come to bat. And it's going to be the ace himself, Bronson Chapel, who leads the team with a 2.85 earned run average. Has been the ace all season long, but right now he is batting 0-0-0. And so let's see if the man wearing Michael Jordan's number can come to bat and do some magic. Here's the pitch, taken in. Ooh, inside ball one, a little tango there. Only thing he's missing is the pineapple on his hat. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Fastball taken on the outside corner. The man out of Harriman, Utah, who wants to become a landscape designer and open up a business with his father. 1-1. Fastball, a little low for ball two. So Chapel riding the pony here. Balls of his feet. 2-1 to Chapel. Swung on and a bouncer to second. Close play, the throw to first though, not in time. Not in time. First Chapel trying to run to first base. We really wanted that hit, but the Colt 45s do their work. One inning away from concluding their series with 32 wins and only 8 losses, with a 13-6 lead, going for the highest win percentage in its 20-year history. To close it out is Dustin Niles. We're heading to the top of the ninth. It's the Reading Colt 45s leading Sacramento NBO 13-6 on 96.5 FM, 14 PM KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by Greg's Pump and Well Service at 530-282-5395. Greg has the experience and provides customers with reliable, affordable pump work and can handle all of your needs with a wide range of solutions. Call Greg, a guy in a truck, at Greg's Pump and Well Service today at 530-282-5395. That's 530-282-5395. Or view the website at gregspump.com.
The boys again, that local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good. But all in all, it's understood. We want to dance, they want to play. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. We have seen Californians, Oregonians. I don't know. What's somebody from Utah called?
A Utonian,
oh,
I think.
They're called Utes. They're called Utes, sorry.
I know you're right. Utes, that's right.
0-1 pitch. Taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Yep, we've seen Reddingites, Australians. Also, we miss it. Oh, yeah, of course, Hawaiians. Can't forget about Mackenzie Higuchi. Done a fine job behind home plate. 0-2 pitch in the dirt for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Of course, we've seen the Californians. Shout out to the Californians on SNL. 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Fastball taking a little high. So for Niles, closing things out, the Colt 45s trailed 1-0, but then put up 3 runs in the first, 4 runs in the second, and haven't looked back. 2-2 pitch. Ouch, that hit Aceto on the calf. Ooh. That is not going to feel good. And rightfully so, the beer batter of the night, Harrow slamming his bat down. And now here is Wyatt Bulky. The pitch to Bulky. High fastball swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch. Snap to the outside. Corner just missing. We had the Virginians, of course, like Spencer Wright from Richmond, Virginia. The Georgians as well. 1-1 pitch swung on, ground up along the third base side, and foul.
Can't forget about our Alaskan fans.
Can't forget about our Alaskan fans, though. Yeah, like Barbecue Bob and Danny the Charmer and
Popeye was one of them.
The fishing buddies of gosh darn it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, strike three called. Yeah, so we had the fishing buddies of Crosetti. Who are, by the way, listening 3 hours behind. So it's 5:39 right now in Alaskan time. Here's the pitch. Swung on, flied into right field. Going back is O'Neill. Dive full length, and he won't come up with it in foul territory. Nice effort, though, by Norton, a guy who is just, no matter what time of day it is, he is playing with sheer intensity. 0-1 the count. As the sun has set over Redding, California, and thus the season as well. The boys of summer. Yo, one pitch, curveball. Ooh, just a little away from ball one. Look good though. Shout out again to the families listening from all over who couldn't be here to watch their sons play this amazing game. Fly ball to right, under it as Norton makes the grab. And the Colt 45s are one out away from finishing with a record 32 wins and 8 losses, the best season in their 20-year history.
Number 44, geez.
That started off all the way back in 2003. And you know what? Since this is a team win, we're going to interview Bobby Anderson. We'll make Bobby Anderson our
I like that.
Our guy. So, 0-1 the count. We'll make sure that we get Bob. Definitely not going to be talking to the umpires tonight.
No, not at all.
The 0-1 pitch swung on, rolled up along the first base side, and that will be touched foul by Reed.
Foul ball brought to you by Sonos Tennis and Fitness Club. Where you are
right. No balls, 2 strikes with 2 out. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Strike 3 calls. That's the ball game in the Reading Colt 45s. End the season. Winning a season high 32 games. Their best in team history. And so Bob Anderson just got himself an ice cold shower as well. We'll go out and talk to Bob. I think the bad boy got some of that as well.
Celebrating.
I got 6 rims as a Celtics fan. I love it.
Let's see.
Stick together.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. All right, we'll talk to Bob and ask him about the season right after this on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KTR. It's been a blessing to have you all listening.
A celebration to laugh throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
All right, well, welcome to Reading Colt 45's postgame, and I'm joined by the skipper himself, Bob Anderson, and it only seemed appropriate, sir, that you are our last player of the game, manager of the year. Congratulations on making history tonight, leading the Colt 45's to its 32nd win, the highest win percentage in this team's history. Give us your thoughts on the season.
It's been a great season, a great ride, great bunch of young men, and like I said, they deserve all the credit in regards to wins and losses. They're the ones who play. So, but they've just done a wonderful job. And, you know, very emotional because guys know this is the last time we're going to be together.
You know, what's something that people, you know, you go to the games, guys like me come here and we call the games. Well, what's something that really makes this team special that, you know, you don't necessarily get to see in public? Maybe it's something that happens in practice, the bonding off.
I can tell you tonight, actually, Ryan Armantrout from Palomar College in Southern California actually was slated to throw the ninth inning, but Dustin Niles had done really well in the eighth, and Army had thrown on Friday, and he said, "Hey, let Dustin go another inning." And so, the selflessness of these guys to support each other and their teammates and the team has just been—it's an amazing. It's amazing for a group of guys who are really just here in the mentality wise to get better for their own college, and yet they were able to bond together and make this great team chemistry, and it was real special.
Tyler, what do you have for Coach?
So Bob, it's been a pleasure. You guys have had some very heated games this year, and it's been nice to see a manager that truly cares. And I mean, I can't see you over here downtown, but I can tell you that your boys have improved all season long, especially defensively. What do you have to say about leading into the rest of the summer and just how you felt about this campaign this year?
It's just been awesome. There's it's such a pleasure to coach a group of talented young men, but again, that fact will come back to the selflessness of guys, because it's real easy to be in what we consider to be an eye guy when you're just here to kind of get yourself better. But all these guys kept that in perspective, but at the same standpoint, did it together as a team. So that was really special.
You know, every season has its high points and its low points. I would say, you know, maybe if you call it a low point was when, you know, Medford came here and, you know, you guys got swept, but, you know, after that series, you really turned a new leaf, and it was almost like, you know, they found another gear and went up there to beat that team. I mean, how important was it to watch, to not just see the success, but watch these guys overcome adversity, believe in themselves, and then, you know, have the amazing final last 10 games that they had?
Yeah, and you're right, that Medford series kind of was the turnaround for us in the second half, where they came here and they beat our behind a little bit on the one game, and then we were close in two. But to go up there and then take two out of three from them and almost actually in position to take the third one was, again, special. And that's just, again, goes back to the selflessness of this team. And not to be redundant, but that's who they are. And I'm just, like I said, I'm so proud of them. They've accomplished so much. And to be able to have an 800 winning percentage in college summer league is pretty amazing.
I mean, you've been coaching, you know, for forever, it seems. I mean, a three-time CAF Northern Section champion. I mean, why did you decide to come back this year and to coach this team and, you know, take all the wisdom that you had as a professional scout, as a successful coach, top to bottom, and, you know, to come back and to join this group?
You know, it was something that I've had to have. You get that little bit of an itch where you want to get back in the game, but it has to be the right situation. And I'm not being kind of pseudo-retired, not looking for a, you know, 12- or 10-month gig type thing. And that made this really perfect for me in the sense that got about a two-and-a-half-month season, and we'll do some recruiting, you know, in the off season and in the preparatory work at the beginning. So that's what, you know, enticed me to do it. And I'm really glad I did. And obviously my wife, Melanie, was one of the ones who, you know, got to ask the wife permission after 36 years of marriage. So
only 36?
Only 36. So not like the our veterans of the other night who had, what, 76 or something years of marriage? Something, that was crazy. That's crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been wonderful. Again, it's been a pleasure to come back out.
Yeah. Rick Bassetti been so huge in setting this thing. I mean, I don't think people really understand how much this man really cares about not just the Reading Colt 45s, but to want to see this town first, to see this city first. What did you see out of him on a day-to-day basis? I mean, he, having just been around here, he was here at 9 o'clock in the morning and working in the hot heat.
Yeah, so first off, he's got great passion for the game. You know, and again, to learn from a guy who's a big leaguer and has done it for so long. And then just he and his wife, Patty, the amount of time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears that they put into this thing is literally amazing. I don't know how they do it, because they're here early in the morning and they still are here when we're leaving at about midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning. So, they're amazing people and, you know, I hope they can continue to pour it in. I know they're getting a little probably tired in terms, and hopefully get a little more help to help them along, but, they've been a blessing. It's been great.
Last question. Are you going to be back next year?
They already asked and I said yes. So we're
awesome. Bob's coming back, baby. Awesome to hear. Well, Bob, it's been amazing to get to know you, sir. It's been a wonderful, just to learn more about this great game with you. And, it's been a blessing, sir. Thank you so much for everything.
Take care. See you, Ethan.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that about wraps it up here from historic Tiger Field as we are now here walking on the infield grass, just soaking in the bright lights, soaking in what is the final game of the regular season. The dirt, the field, it's about to get de-weeded and cleared away, but, man, so many amazing memories this year from the home runs to the walk-offs, going into extras, and getting to do it alongside a guy who did such an amazing job in the studio, keeping us live, rolling with all the punches that were thrown in our direction this year, and to put together over 34 quality broadcasts of the Reading Colt 45s. For one last time, this has been Ethan Hansen. For Tyler Chapman in the studio, saying so long from historic Tiger Field. Final score, the Reading Colt 45s beat Sacramento NBO 13-6. And this 2020-23 team will be remembered forever as the first team to ever finish with an 800 record. Have a great night, everybody.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Ray, people will come, Ray.
They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find have reserved seats somewhere along one of the face lines, where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game, and it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Ray, you will lose everything. You will be evicted. Absolutely not!
Can't do it, pal.
I mean, Annie!
We're now returning to regularly scheduled programming.
Something that I appreciate very, very much. And then thanks to the great guys with Bath Wizard. They're doing a fantastic job, and they're remodeling bathrooms. They're tearing out old bathtubs, putting in brand-new walk-in showers. They stand behind their work, offering a double lifetime warranty. It's a company that is exploding and doing an amazing, amazing job. And then thanks to my dear friend Sean Floyd. He just gave me the hand gesture. He is our incredible producer, and Sean, thanks for helping me sound better than I actually do.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be your producer, and congratulations on the milestone.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Yeah, Sean, I'm not kidding. Sean makes me sound better than I do. Trust me on that one. So thanks, Sean. And thanks to John Stauffer. He's my account representative here at Odyssey. John is a friend and always a great support. Thanks to Radio America for syndicating my program. You guys are fantastic to work with. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks to my wife, Susan, for your unwavering support. And frankly, thanks for putting up with me for all of these years. We're coming up on a 25-year anniversary, and I really don't know how she's put up with me for that long and all of my crazy ideas, but she is supportive every...
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 a.m. Your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The first Republican presidential candidate debate less than a month away. Some candidates are still scrambling to meet the requirements.
In order to qualify for the August 23rd debate, GOP candidates will have to have at least 1% support in specified polling. And they must have collected donations from at least 40,000 people. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd on NBC's Meet the Press offers himself as a Trump alternative.
At least help me with give me $1 so I can be on the debate stage.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum offered $20 gift cards to elicit donations of just a dollar. He said on Fox News Sunday it shows what he could bring to the White House.
Creativity and innovation, solve a problem, do it for one-fifth the price.
Former President Trump had indicated he would likely skip the debate, although his campaign says it's not a final decision. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Part of the U.S. continuing to sizzle as July creeps towards setting a record for the hottest month ever recorded. Phoenix led the way Sunday, hitting its 31st consecutive day of at least 110 degrees. Meanwhile, in California, massive wildfire burning out of control in the Mojave National Preserve. Last week, Israel's government passed the first major piece of legislation in Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the country's legal system, part of a broader plan that has triggered nationwide protests and divided the country. Speaking with Salem Radio, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren says there's not a lot of trust in the legislature.
It doesn't look like they're doing this from purely, you know, sort of altruistic motives. So hence the great uproar in this country and the feeling that that what is about to transpire is a wave of legislation that will profoundly and irreversibly alter the nature of this state.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
October 2022 in January. At least one biting incident involving the German Shepherd required a hospital visit. A Biden family spokesperson says the White House is a uniquely stressful environment for pets and that the President and First Lady are working to make the situation better for everyone. John Scott report.
San Francisco opened a complaint and launched an investigation of a giant X sign that cropped up Friday at the top of the downtown headquarters of the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Elon Musk announced the name change earlier in the week. Meanwhile, San Francisco's building inspection department says Musk needs a permit in order to change the signage. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Ford's recalling more than 870,000 Ford pickup trucks in the U.S.
It's because the electric parking brake can engage unexpectedly. The recall covers certain pickups from the 2021 through 23 model years with single exhaust systems. The company says a rear wiring bundle can come in contact with the axle housing. That can chafe the wiring and cause a short circuit, which can engage the parking brake. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries. Dealers will inspect the rear wiring harness and take appropriate corrective measures. Rich Thomason reporting.
The federal government wants to raise the fuel economy of new vehicles 18% by the 2032 model year, so the fleet would average about 43.5 miles per gallon, up from the current 36.75 miles per gallon requirement by 2026 under corporate average fuel economy standards adopted by the Biden administration. More stories at townhall.com.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have it so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, I don't want you here. Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, we got lots of health stories lined up for you. Plus, it's an opportunity for you to call in with questions or comments. Perhaps you've had a medical experience you'd like to relate. You may also formulate a question about diet, lifestyle, vitamins, supplements. That's all in our remit here at Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you each weekend and throughout the week with additional podcasts. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to talk about yet another remarkable benefit of omega-3 fatty acids. We're going to talk about vampire blood treatments, where taking the blood from younger individuals may extend the life and health of older folks. 877-726-8255. Lots of stuff to share with you this weekend. And let's start by talking about UPFs. UPF is an acronym for ultra-processed foods. And there are a bunch of studies that I want to share with you about ultra-processed foods. No question, we eat too many of them. According to a recent survey, in America and Canada, that comprises North America, up to 80% of our caloric intake is from ultra-processed foods. So let's get some definitions. The system places food into four categories based on how much they've been processed during their production. So an example of unprocessed or minimally processed foods would be fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, milk, fish, beans, eggs, nuts, meat, seeds that have no added ingredients and have been little altered from their natural state. Now, there's some foods that, you know, can be relatively healthy foods like almond butter, and they're minimally processed. They have to be processed, ground down into a kind of a paste. So that is a form of minimal processing. So these processed foods, this is on the spectrum from unprocessed all the way up to ultra-processed, but intermediate are processed foods. They include foods such as jam, pickles, canned fruit and vegetables, and homemade breads and cheeses. Okay, because when they're homemade, there's not a lot of additives. But you're, in effect, you're processing the ingredients and making it into something. And those are not that bad. But the real culprits are ultra-processed foods, which comprise ever-increasing percentages of our diets and our caloric intake. Ultra-processed foods typically have five or more ingredients. They tend to include many additives and ingredients that are not typically used in home cooking, such as preservatives, emulsifiers, sweeteners, both natural, high-caloric sweeteners like sucrose. Then there's high fructose corn syrup, and then there's also artificial non-caloric sweeteners like NutraSweet. And then there are artificial colors and flavors that are added. And these foods have the advantage of being cheap and real tasty, very palatable, ultra palatable. Don't take a lot of chewing because they don't have much fiber. And so you can consume a lot of them real quickly. And these foods generally have a long shelf life, which is another advantage. They can, you know, sit on the supermarket shelves for virtually forever. Examples of ultra-processed foods include ice cream, ham, sausages, potato chips, mass-produced bread, breakfast cereals, which are billed as healthy, cookies, carbonated drinks, fruit-flavored yogurts, to which a lot of sugar, or maybe artificial sugars have been added, instant soups. And so there you have it. That's what ultra-processed foods are. So in a recent study, they found that the study is entitled Ultra-Processed Food is Associated with All-Cause and Cardiovascular Mortality in Participants with Type 2 Diabetes. And so all-cause mortality means whatever you're going to die of. It doesn't have to be heart disease. It could be cancer. It could be stroke. Any of the many causes of death. And then, of course, cardiovascular mortality, the leading cause of death. It turns out that in this study, they measured the amount of ultra-processed foods that these diabetics ate, and they found that there was a dramatic increase in the risk of dying or having cardiovascular disease by virtue of their consumption of ultra-processed foods. Here's another one. Headline, obesity is associated with consumption of ultra-processed food. But for a reason that you might not suspect, I mean, obviously, ultra-processed food, really tasty. There are a lot of food designers, technologists, scientists who devise ways to get you hooked on really, really tasty food. They want to sell more. So you're going to eat more. But another aspect of this may be responsible for the tripling of worldwide obesity since 1975. Yeah, we're eating more food, and we're exercising less. But in a new perspective, Dr. Barbara Corky, who's a professor of medicine and biochemistry at Boston University's School of Medicine, presents an alternative theory about the cause of obesity associated with ultra-processed foods. What she says, and this is something we've been saying for a while, these foods are toxic. They contain obesogens, fancy word, that means that they contain certain chemical compounds that can disrupt normal development and the balance of metabolism. They may damage your energy pathways, make it more difficult for you to burn fat and more likely to store fat. So many of these have entered our environment in the last 50 years, generating a kind of misinformation in our bodies, such as inappropriate insulin secretion or inappropriate hunger. These signals may lead to obesity. And they are unrelated to actual energy needs, but they falsely stimulate hunger or fuel storage, even when they're not needed. And so this is, I think, an important theory about how ultra-processed foods can have a damaging effect. And part of the problem is that our food policies lag way behind other more progressive countries such as Belgium, Brazil, and Israel with regard to food regulation. According to Jennifer Pomerantz, Associate Professor of Public Health Policy at NYU School of Global Public Health, quote, "In some countries, ultra-processed foods have been directly integrated in national dietary guidelines and school food programs. But in the U.S., few policies directly target ultra-processed foods." So, yeah, the U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans, sometimes abbreviated USDGA, responsible for things like the food pyramid, which has been superseded by My Palate, which is intended to inform the country's food and nutrition policies, do not currently mention ultra-processed food. You think maybe the fix is on, that there's perhaps some influence from the food industry, the chemical industry, the agricultural industry when it comes to formulating these regulations? You betcha. There's a lot of lobbyists hanging around in Washington in the corridors of power shaping food policies because they don't want to put an unhealthy label on their products. So we got a big problem, and it's only going to be compounded as Americans become more and more hooked on UPFs, ultra-processed foods. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. Got lots more to talk about on today's Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Call on that number. Enables you to join me in conversation, pose a question, or share an experience. 877-726-8255. And let's talk to John in Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It.
Yep.
I'm a type 2 diabetic. I didn't say that before. On insulin, 22 units of insulin. And my A1C, it was 7, which my doctor was sort of impressed that I got it to that low because I'm usually really high. But I called about cholesterol because I know if you're a diabetic, you probably do have clogged arteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's certainly higher risk for having atherosclerosis.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, when I went to my endocrinologist one time, he said my cholesterol was high, my blood pressure. This was years ago. And I took the citrus bergamot.
Yeah.
And I took the blood test like a month after that and went back to him. And he said, stop taking all the other medications. Just stay on your insulin. That's it. Which means it must have worked. Now,
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. In other words, it worked so well that he said, don't take it? That sounds kind of paradoxical.
It wasn't that bad. Maybe he just put me on it because he'd like to put you on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there is a tendency to be over-aggressive about putting folks on insulin, which tends to perpetuate your body fat, maintain your appetite for carbohydrates, make you sometimes cover the insulin with, like, making sure you have some sugar pills or some orange juice, which is not great for your diabetes. But, yeah, go ahead. So how high is your cholesterol?
Oh, God, I don't know if he sent it with me home in a sheet. I forgot to look. But
okay, so it may or may not be germane to your situation. But I would have some concerns because it's kind of standard practice if you're diabetic to put people on statins just automatically, whether your cholesterol is high or not, because diabetics are so prone to cardiovascular disease. And, you know, you sound like a middle-aged guy, and so you probably at risk in any case. And you might do well to get some imaging, you know, to get a picture taken of the interior of your arteries, get a calcium score. The test is called a CAC test, coronary artery calcium. And then on the basis of that, determine if cholesterol is a problem, because it sounds like you're flying blind here, right?
Never had that done, but could I have that done in Connecticut?
Yeah, absolutely, you can. So ask your doctor to send you for a CAC test. Connecticut's not too far from New York, and my favorite place is a place called Inner Imaging in Manhattan. But, many places now do it. And that'll give us a read on, you know, do you have a lot of calcium? So, for example, somebody has a score of 0, clear sailing, you know, probably because it generally suggests that you have very low risk. although it's not impossible, to have some what are called soft plaques that don't show up. I mean, technically that's possible, but a zero score is very good. However, if you have a score that, say, 300, it is said that you have about as much cardiovascular risk as someone who's already had a heart attack. So that's not good. That's like a warning sign. You really need to address the cholesterol with diet, with lifestyle, with supplements. Bergamot is one of them, but also potentially with medication. So you need to get a little more info, and I'm kind of surprised that you're out there kind of hanging on a limb about your cholesterol. You're paying a lot of attention to your diabetes, but you're not paying that much attention to cardiovascular risk when you should. 877-726-8255, our number. And as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is a naturally occurring carotenoid. Plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it's ultra important. It helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. And this week we will be interviewing one of our favorite go-to guys, Neil Levin, who is going to give us the 401 on astaxanthin. It's a nutrient that's been on my radio screen for a long time, but I haven't been sure about the science. I think the science is very compelling about how it can be an important part of your daily regimen. 877-726-8255, our number. And coming up, you know, if you thought that the counterpart to alpha male might be alpha gal, well, you might be mistaken, because alpha gal refers to a mysterious syndrome that may afflict up to 450,000 people, which causes them to be allergic to something that a lot of people are not allergic to, which is meat. Yeah, we see a lot of milk allergy, gluten and wheat sensitivity, nuts, eggs, crab, lobster, shellfish, but not so much red meat allergy. We're going to find out more about it when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure,
and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Associated Press is reporting that thousands of illegal disposable vapes are pouring into the U.S. from China, despite recent action by the FDA. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
A wave of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors is flooding in from China. The FDA needs to act now and pull them off store shelves. As a mother and former policymaker, I can tell you there is no time to wait.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. In a moment, we'll take some of our calls. By the way, the number available to you 24/7, 365. So if you can't call, if you're on the move or doing something that prevents you from calling during our program, and maybe a question occurs to you during the week, 877-726-8255, and you can record a question. We'll field it on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. So if you're an alpha guy, you might think that the counterpart is an alpha gal. You might be mistaken, because alpha gal, and it is spelled just like a gal, G-A-L, alpha-gal, is a syndrome. It's really kind of bizarre, because traditional allergies are to things like wheat, dairy, nuts. I mean, you can die of anaphylaxis if, you know, the kiss of death was
happened a couple of times where a boy who just had a peanut butter sandwich kissed his girlfriend who had anaphylaxis to peanuts, and she died. It actually happened once or twice. So these types of allergies can be devastating. But a new syndrome is emerging, and it's really kind of weird. The official toll is 110,000 suspected cases of alpha-gal syndrome in the U.S. But actually, the Centers for Disease Control estimates that up to 450,000 people could have a red meat allergy that is linked to a bite from a Lone Star tick. So apparently there's some kind of protein that the tick injects into you called alpha-gal, and then the body develops an immune reaction against alpha-gal, and that results in sensitivity to a wide range of food products, all mammalian meat. That would be pork, beef, lamb, but also, think about it, rabbit, venison. Some people eat that stuff. And what makes it kind of sneaky is that alpha-gal, which is actually a sugar, it's not a sweet sugar, but technically in biochemistry it's a sugar. It can be found in products such as gelatin. Yeah, gelatin's made from, right, it's made from cows. Or you can get some of it in cow's milk or milk products, even cheese, right, because cheese is made with rennet, which comes from animal intestines. And even some pharmaceuticals, according to the CDC. But it isn't found in fish, reptiles, or birds. So if you're eating, frog legs, not a problem, but more commonly fish and poultry is fine. But it's a big problem for people who have alpha-gal syndrome. They have hives, nausea, heartburn, difficulty breathing, swelling, dizziness, and sometimes severe stomach pain when they consume mammalian animal products. And the symptoms are not immediate. It's not like anaphylaxis. They can occur 2 to 6 hours after eating a food or being exposed to another product that contains alpha-gal. So the problem is that clinicians, they did a survey of 1,500 medical professionals. More than 40% hadn't even heard of alpha-gal syndrome. More than a third were not too confident, quote, not too confident in their ability to diagnose the condition. And so there's a lack of awareness in the medical profession. And this can be very insidious. It can go on for years before people are aware that they're exposed to the tick bite, which can cause the red meat allergy. And in terms of where this occurs, it occurs throughout the southern tier of the United States, the Atlantic coast. And hotspots for alpha-gal syndrome, get this, we have a lot of listeners in New York on Long Island, New York Suffolk County, and Virginia's Bedford County, east of Roanoke, Virginia. So it is caused by a bite from a tick that's different than the tick that transmit Lyme disease. That's a little itsy-bitsy tiny tick. This is a bigger tick, more like the size of a dog tick. It's called a Lone Star tick, and there's a picture of it here, magnified. Oh, my God, it's scary. It's probably the size, instead of the ticks that transmit Lyme disease are about the size of the head of a pin. The ticks that cause alpha-gal syndrome are about the size of the head of a nail. It's a little bigger, and they have a little white patch on their back, so they're called Lone Star ticks, and the bite of those ticks can cause red meat allergy or alpha-gal syndrome. It's a really weird syndrome. And sometimes for allergies, we use something called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is for histamine excess. And I had one patient with alpha-gal syndrome, and I said, man, maybe we can use diamine oxidase. But then I thought again, it's derived from pork, so she can't take it. So some of the very things that we might use for allergies were precluded from using because of alpha-gal syndrome. It's hard to diagnose. It requires special tests, and but it can be properly identified. And the treatment, unfortunately, is avoidance. And it can go away after a few years, or it can wax and wane. But there is no effective cure for alpha-gal syndrome at this point. I mean, standard, you know, allergy desensitization, things like that, that we do maybe for peanuts. They're pioneering new techniques where they feed you tiny, tiny amounts and make your immune system more tolerant. So far, no go when it comes to alpha-gal syndrome. So, hey, you know, you got these. If you are really having some problems with red meat, check it out. Talk to your doctor about it. It has to be properly tested for alpha-gal syndrome. And if your doctor doesn't know how to do that, see an allergist, because allergists are particularly aware of this problem. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD. That's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. I believe it's possibly the biggest breakthrough in herbal products of the decade. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. They're now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. For those of you concerned about the small amounts of THC that might be present in products that deliver CBD, they're derived from hemp, and you get tiny, tiny amounts of THC sometimes. Well, Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest forms of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And there's a special offer. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. They really work. Okay, let us take a call, a recorded call, because 877-726-8255 gets you to record a question. Let's hear it.
I am wondering whether you have heard of or what you feel about the efficacy of a homeopathic product called Traumel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L. It was recommended to me for pain relief since I am on blood thinners and can't take so many products for pain.
Right. Okay, well, if you're on blood thinners, you have to be careful about non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs because they can have an erosive effect on the stomach. Same thing with aspirin. You can, however, take things like Tylenol, acetaminophen, and other types of pain relievers. So you do have to be careful with over-the-counter stuff. Now, Traumel is a topical, and I don't know, they may have some oral form of this homeopathic. It should not be a problem. Is it effective? I have used it in the past. I think it can be helpful. I believe at one point, like way back when, you know, maybe 20, 25 years ago for a brief time, there were sponsors of my radio program. But, you know, these days I actually favor the use of topical CBD for pain. And you can take it internally, and it won't interfere with your blood thinner. So, you know, that previous mention of pluscbdoil.com is the place to go. Or you can take advantage of the offer that we have set up for you, which is pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman to get a 30% off offer on their products with the code Hoffman30. So, yeah, I mean, topical stuff, homeopathic stuff can be somewhat effective, and there should be no interference with your pain, I mean, with your blood thinner. You can take it quite safely. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
If you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, I want to tell you about Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. More than 50 research articles in peer-reviewed medical journals describe fermented wheat germ extract's remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Meditrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and it's the only one that's gluten-free. Just 2 Meditrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You may have made a purchase at retail and the transaction was handled via an iPad. The folks behind that technology are Square, and they've now introduced the new and improved Square Stand. Laura Jones, head of product marketing from Square, fills us in.
For anyone who's not familiar with the original Stand, it's our most affordable countertop hardware product, and it allows you to take an iPad and turn it into a powerful point of sale. But buying behaviors and selling needs, as you can imagine, have evolved pretty substantially.
Yep.
And so the new Square Stand incorporates several updates in response to those changes. For example, we're moving payments from a separate reader on the counter directly into the display, which means no more separate card readers on the countertop. And we've added new software to improve the checkout experience for customers. And we've given the stand a fresh, new, sleek, modern look.
Find out more about the new Square Stand at squareup.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a 2-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. So often we talk about the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. They almost seem like a panacea, man's best friend. They can do everything but bring you your morning paper and fetch your slippers. It's incredible what they can do. And a new study suggests that there's yet another unanticipated benefit to omega-3 fatty acids. It turns out that increased plasma DHA, that's docosahexaenoic acid, which is often teamed with EPA when you get a fish oil supplement, it's EPA and DHA. Increased blood levels of DHA are associated with slower decline in lung function. Research performed at Cornell University, what they found was that a single percent increase in DHA was associated with a 7% decreased incidence of airway obstruction on a breathing test. So, you know, imagine if you increase your DHA by 5 or 10%, you could get a much more dramatic effect. So in addition to potentially preventing or controlling conditions like heart disease, eczema, stroke, and having effects on mood and arthritis, there is now compelling evidence that DHA in particular can be helpful for individuals who are challenged with lung disease or just anybody, because we're all breathing polluted air and are exposed to toxic environment, particularly, you know, wind blows the wrong way from those Canadian wildfires. It's good to have some DHA on board to fend off age-related decline in lung function. 877-726-8255. Let's take another one of those calls from our call bank. Let's hear it.
There are concerns in Florida about malaria and mosquitoes. What's your take? Should we be concerned? If a person would get it, are there treatments?
Okay. Well, you know, interesting story, because malaria, virtually unknown in the United States, with the exception of foreign travelers, people who go to places like Africa, you know, certain parts of Latin America and Asia, can contract malaria, and then they come back and they've got malaria in the United States, but they get it from outside the United States. Lately, there have been a smattering of cases, I believe, in Texas and Florida that have health authorities kind of concerned. And one of the, I think, you know, with all the missteps of COVID, I think one of the triumphs of public health is that they very carefully track these cases. And they also do a lot of work collecting mosquitoes to see if they're carriers of malaria. And then they do target eradication of mosquitoes to make sure that these diseases don't come back. Just keep in mind that in the 1800s and before, large parts of the United States suffered from malaria in the summer months, you know, when there were like mosquitoes. In Philadelphia, they had malaria, yellow fever, mosquito-transmitted diseases. In many parts of New York, even New York City, there was malaria that you caught from mosquitoes. But through targeted eradication of the kind of mosquitoes, the species that carries malaria, we've done a pretty good job taking care of it. If you contract malaria, there are drugs that can treat it. But the treatments of malaria, they're tough because whenever they develop a drug treatment, pretty soon the parasite that causes malaria, it's actually a parasite that lives within the red blood cell, it becomes resistant. And so worldwide, this is like a big, big problem because there are, if not hundreds of millions, tens of millions of cases of malaria across the globe, very few in the United States and in countries that are advanced. But in what is sometimes termed the third world, it's a very prevalent problem. So, you know, I don't think it's something to worry about. I think there are other things to worry about. You know, you might even worry more about the consequences of overzealous spraying with pesticides. You know, this whole idea of like having these trucks run through, you know, populated neighborhoods spraying toxic pesticides into the air. That worries me a little more even than the prospect of these old-fashioned infectious disease coming back. And, you know, we have this periodically. We have the concern about West Nile. That problem resurfaces from time to time. But I don't think it's going to be a big problem down there. I mean, you know, yet another thing to worry about, but I think there are more serious things to worry about than the potential for malaria to make a comeback. 877-726-8255 are a number. And, all right, here's some very good news. I'm sorry, I didn't come up with that. It's from the headline. Very good news. Daily strawberries boost cognitive and cardio health, so don't blame me for that pun. Consuming strawberries daily was linked to improved cognitive function, lower blood pressure, and increased antioxidant capacity. Strawberries are particularly rich in antioxidants, and they have a unique compound called, let me see if I get the pronunciation right, fisetin or fisetin, spelled F-I-S-E-T-I-N. Consuming strawberries daily was found to improve cognitive function by increasing processing speed by 5%. I'll take that. Strawberry consumption also lowered systolic blood pressure by 3.6%, increased total antioxidant capacity by 10%. Strawberries, they say, are rich in bioactive compounds, providing numerous heart-healthy nutrients and 100% of our daily vitamin C needs. So they're rich in vitamin C and relatively low in sugar unless you douse them with powdered sugar. Or have them in a strawberry parfait. That's where the problems begin. In the study, the participants consumed 26 grams of freeze-dried strawberry powder. So there's no enjoyment whatsoever. It's like taking medicine. 26 grams of freeze-dried strawberry powder, which is a substantial amount of, that's like 26 grams is, there's 15 grams per tablespoon. So like, 2 tablespoons of freeze-dried strawberry powder, which is equivalent to 2 servings of strawberries daily. And all these good results ensued. So there you have it. Strawberries may be a true health food, a functional food that can improve cognitive health and your cardiovascular circumstances. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots more coming up for you next hour, so start calling. Keep listening. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look. Same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Associated Press is reporting that thousands of illegal disposable vapes are pouring into the U.S. from China, despite recent action by the FDA. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
A wave of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors is flooding in from China. The FDA needs to act now and pull them off store shelves. As a mother and former policymaker, I can tell you there's no time to wait.
sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump is in campaign mode this weekend, where he promised political change if he wins a victory in 2024.
The Republican Party must be united against the Marxists, communists, fascists, and globalists. I promise you this. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over and America will be a free nation once again. We're going to have a free nation.
Meanwhile, potential challenger Ron DeSantis says there could be room for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. if he wins.
DeSantis said in an interview that if elected, he might pick RFK Jr. to head a federal health agency. The Florida governor said he generally agrees with Kennedy's views on COVID-19 policies and vaccines. DeSantis quickly came under fire from a fellow Republican presidential hopeful. Former Vice President Mike Pence issued a statement saying he would only consider pro-life Americans to lead the FDA, CDC, or HHS. Pence said pro-abortion Democrats like RFK Jr. would not even make the list. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least two tribal nations are planning to open Minnesota's first dispensaries for recreational marijuana as it becomes legal to possess and grow in the state in August. The White Earth Nation and Red Lake Nation are located in northwestern Minnesota. Most legal retail sales won't begin until early 2025. That gives the state time to create a licensing and regulatory system for the new industry. But some tribal nations are taking advantage of their sovereignty and allowing sales right away. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen holding talks with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. in a sign of improving ties after a stormy period between the EU and his predecessor over human rights. Von der Leyen arrived in Manila Sunday night for the first of such top-level visit in nearly six decades of relations with the Philippines. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Turning overseas, several thousand people have taken to the streets across the Gaza Strip to protest chronic power outages along with difficult living conditions. Lawrence Brooks has the latest in this report.
It's a rare public show of discontent with the territory's Hamas government. Protesters chant, what a shame, and some burn Hamas flags before police move in and break up the protests. Witnesses say authorities have destroyed mobile phones and carried out several arrests. The demonstrations were organized by a grassroots online movement, but it's not immediately known who is behind the group. Hamas rules Gaza with an iron fist, barring most demonstrations and quickly stamping out public displays of dissent. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A deadly helicopter crash in Ohio resulted in a number of freeway wrecks.
Authorities say the chopper hit power lines and crashed near I-70 in Springfield, killing the pilot and causing a series of crashes. State Highway Patrol says the aircraft went down in a cornfield just off the freeway. Power lines fell on both westbound and eastbound lanes, resulting in minor accidents of at least seven vehicles. The pilot, 36-year-old Isaac Lee Santos, was dead at the scene. Jason Walker reporting.
A proposal by the mayor of Anchorage, Alaska, to fly homeless people to warmer climates in an attempt to mitigate the very unique dangers faced by the unsheltered in an extreme environment. 8 people died of exposure last winter. The situation could be much worse this year. A 500-bed shelter in a sports arena will not open after neighbors complained. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Belver. We'll begin with the second half of an episode of The Bing Crosby Show featuring his special guest, Frank Sinatra. Then later, Basil Rathbone in his best-known role, literary detective Sherlock Holmes, co-starring Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. At the end of our last show, Bing and Frank indeed got together, and it was shortly after Frank had won his Oscar. Let's see how they're doing as we return to the evening of March 28th of 1954.
And that was Take a Chance, rendered by Frank Sinatra, a dramatic actor who also sings.
Very nice, Frank. You know, singing's fun.
Always remember that. It may be a nice thing for you to fall back on someday.
Oh, no. Listen, Bing, don't get me wrong. When you do a dramatic part in a picture, you kind of change.
Sure.
A whole different thing comes over you.
Yes, I know. I won an Oscar, too, you know.
Oh, yes, I keep forgetting that.
I don't.
Forgive me, I'm still confused. You know, the crowds and the
Yes, and the GE flash bulbs popping. I know, I hear.
Come to think of it, Bing, I understand that you're working in a very dramatic picture right now.
Yes, matter of fact, I am working in quite a serious piece. It's called Country Girl, and in the picture with me are Grace Kelly and William Holden.
William Holden. Mm-hmm. Say that name sounds familiar.
Good. He's the guy who grabbed the Oscar for the best actor.
Oh, yes, I'm confused.
I'm Crosby.
I've always wanted to meet you.
I hope you're not disappointed.
No, I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. Anyhow, Oscar, I mean Frank, congratulations again on your winning the award, and what do you say now we run through some old tunes, you know, like we did last week?
Your wish is my command.
Friends, Mr. Sinatra and I will now sing a medley of 3 well-known selections. Till we meet again, meet me tonight in Dreamland, and there's a long, long trail. Mr. Trotter, if you please.
Kiss me, sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue.
Meet me tonight in dreamland, under the silvery moon. Meet me tonight in dreamland, where love's sweet roses bloom.
Listening to the Bing Crosby Show on When Radio Was. We'll continue in just a few moments.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per 8. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now let's get back to the Bing Crosby Show on WHEN Radio 1.
Thank you, Frank. It was real smooth, real silky, boy.
Thank you, Bing. It was real nice working with you.
You'd have to do it again. Now, I got a little business here with Ken Carpenter.
Here I am, Bing.
You seem to be awake, so I think it's safe to ask what the question for this evening is.
Well, the question tonight, Bing, is what is the main difference between public and private enterprise? What separates the one concept from the other?
Now, rein in your horse here, partner. Before we leave the starting gate, we best define our terms.
Well, I'm sure we all know what private enterprise is, Bing. It's basically the system we live under here in America. Individuals manage their own affairs, their work, their spending, their saving, and investing.
And public enterprise is the exact opposite? The state runs things instead of the individual?
You hit the poodle right on the noodle, Bing.
You're doggone right to join in the cornfield, Ken.
Well, get in there.
Make
with
play
me.
There. We'll get some chucking down.
Maybe a watermelon or two.
Yeah.
But to continue, the public enterprise system is often called collectivism. And in recent years, we've seen a whole rash of different types of collectivist states. The fascist regimes, for instance.
Not to mention socialism and communism. All these states differ in certain minor ways, in the degrees of completeness of government control.
And, again, in the way they develop, by revolution or gradual change and so on.
Yeah, Ken, but in the main, there is one mark that identifies the collectivist or public enterprise state.
And that mark is the soft peddling of personal incentive and competition.
Easy to explain, too, because as the government takes charge in one field after the other, it also takes over the power of decision that was once held by the individual, you see?
And as the power of the government grows, the area of individual choice narrows.
You know, Ken, a week or so ago, they held a general election in Russia. Russians all over the Soviet Union rushed eagerly to the polls. Arriving at the voting places, they were confronted by posters which read, "Vote for Comrade Malenkov. The life you save may be your own."
Were there really such posters?
Well, probably not, but that was only to help illustrate the point, Ken, that in Russia, no matter who runs for office, he's the guy that wins, because there just ain't no one's going to oppose him.
Well, then why do the Russians go to the polls?
Gives them something to do, gets them out of the house. He's just sitting around listening to the samovars, says
Leo. Big deal.
Big deal, yeah. But, Ken, we've discovered certain things in the working out of our own system of private enterprise, and one is the absolute necessity of freedom for the individual.
Well, that's right, Bing, and yet there are things that only the government can do.
Well, I guess you mean such things as our Army, Navy, and the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And there are other things that are government-run, like the post office and whole road building, public schools.
Yes, and the delicate, dangerous art of dog-catching.
Mm-hmm. Netting the collarless net.
Luring the hound to the pound.
At any rate, we found out we get along better if business is left to the people who make it tick. Workers and managers, buyers and sellers. We have a more efficient operation, more goods, finer goods at lower cost, a higher standard of living, greater progress.
In other words, the people are served best, and they still have the greatest of all freedoms, the freedom to choose. But Ken, the tempest keeps right on fidgeting here. We haven't reached a firm conclusion.
Well, allow me, Bing.
Our summationist is now going to sum.
We've talked about private enterprise versus public enterprise, or collectivism. The difference being that in private enterprise, the individual manages his own working, spending, saving, and investing. Under a collectivist system, the government manages these activities. Here in America, we're essentially a private enterprise system because a free economy has proven itself to be the best for us. To sum it up in two words, it works.
Ken, we said all that?
We sure did.
Well, no wonder my lower lip is sagging like the wave on a swill barrel here. But Ken, you and I and my pendulous lower lip had better take a hiatus while John Scott and his enterprising crew breeze through that old favorite, The Breeze and I, formerly Andalusia by Lecuona.
Thank you.
Well, it's closing in on closing time now, friends, and we got to cut on out. But we hope to see you all again next week, same time, same place, when our guests will be Messrs. Gare and Lynn Crosby. Till then, good night, and thanks very much.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Gary and Lindsay Crosby. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people of General Electric, who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together. And at General Electric, progress is our most important product. And remember to join and serve your 1954 Red Cross campaign. Not everyone who needs aid can come to you personally, but you can help. Answer the call. Join and serve.
From March 28, 1954, indeed just a few days after Frank Sinatra took home the Oscar for his work in the Best Picture winner From Here to Eternity. I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of Oscars, coming up next on Win Radio Was, two-time nominee Basil Rathbone will star as Sherlock Holmes. Right after this break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brainwork. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
Veterans make up almost 10% of the homeless population nationwide, according to the Klein Veterans Fund. In Southern Nevada, that number is even higher, and it's on the rise, which calls for more help from the community. The Klein Fund serves over 1,200 veterans each year in Clark County with housing assistance, utilities, scholarships, and other support that they need, said Stephanie Helms, executive director of the Klein Veterans Fund. The Klein Veterans Fund held its second annual Stars and Strikes bowling tournament Sunday, benefiting the Homes for the Brave program, which provides housing for homeless and at-risk veterans and their families. The organization also provides scholarships for veteran-dependent students and helps fund service dog training for veterans with mobility issues or PTSD, which is a struggle often triggered during 4th of July fireworks.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where, as promised, here is the most famous Holmes and Watson tandem. Featured in a series of films from the late 1930s into the mid-40s, with overlapping success on this radio version. Announcer Harry Bartell provides their names in just a moment. I'll just let you know this is from November 5th of 1945.
Petri Wine brings you Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce in the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The Petri family, the family that took time to bring you good wine, invites you to listen to Dr. Watson tell us another exciting adventure he shared with his good friend, that master detective, Sherlock Holmes. And now let's keep our weekly appointment. Good evening, Dr. Watson.
Good evening, Mr. Bartell. Draw up a chair.
Thank you.
That's it. By the way, do you know what date it is?
November 5th, isn't it?
That's right. In England, it's known as Guy Fawkes Day. Have you ever heard of it?
It's something to do with a gunpowder plot, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Bartell, it is. And as Sherlock Holmes and I had a very unusual adventure on the 5th of November many years ago, it seems appropriate that I should tell you about it tonight. But before I begin, I think it might help you to appreciate the true flavor of the story if I tell you a little about the origin and the customs of Guy Fawkes Day.
It's a swell idea, Dr. Watson.
Well, my boy, on November the 5th, 1605, exactly 340 years ago today, King James I was about to attend the opening of Parliament when a plot was discovered to blow up the House of Lords during the ceremony.
And the chief conspirator was Guy Fawkes, I suppose?
Yes, he was. He was captured in a vault immediately below the House of Lords, a vault full of barrels of gunpowder. Of course, he and his fellow conspirators were executed. And ever since then, November the 5th has been known as Guy Fawkes Day.
Well, how's it celebrated, Doctor?
Well, it's a great time for the youngsters, Mr. Bartell. They black their faces, throng the streets, begging for pennies, and build bonfires in which to burn effigies of Guy Fawkes. These effigies are life-size dummies, stuffed with straw and dressed in old clothes. The children parade them in the streets, chanting rhymes. Well, now, let me see. Please to remember the 5th of November. Guy Fawkes Guy, hit him in the eye.
The kids must have quite a time. Sort of like Halloween, aren't I?
Yes, not unlike it, my boy. Well, now that I've told you something about the customs of Guy Fawkes Day, I'll get on with my story. It began just before lunch, I remember, on November the 5th, 1899. The day was foggy and cold, and Holmes and I were seated each side of a blazing fire in our Baker Street rooms. From outside, we could hear the sound of voices laughing and singing. Suddenly, Holmes rose and crossed to the window, opened it, and looked out. Then he turned to me and spoke.
Children having a great time, Watson, aren't they?
Yes, it cost me a shilling worth of pennies to walk here this morning.
Has it occurred to you, Watson, that the gunpowder plot offers very promising material to the speculative mind?
In what way, Holmes? I say it's confoundedly chilly in here. Don't you think you might shut that window?
Sorry, old chap. As I was saying, the gunpowder plot offers very promising material to the speculative mind. I made something of a study of the historical records of the case. There is more than a little evidence to suggest that King James was never in any real danger.
Never in any danger? What makes you say that?
Knowledge of the proposed dastardly scheme came to light early. But James Stuart, King of England, the possessor of a shrewd and diabolical mind, used the spectacular discovery of the plot to try and bolster his waning popularity, as well as to justify increased religious persecutions.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it, Holmes.
I dare say, old fellow, but it's true just the same. I'm afraid James Stuart, King of England, was an unscrupulous tyrant. Come in. Oh, yes, Mrs. Hudson?
There is a gentleman to see you, Mr. Holmes. He said it was very important, and he asked me to give you his card.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Hudson. Oh, ask him to come up, please, will you?
Aye, sir.
Who is it, Holmes?
A gentleman with a remarkably fine sense of timing. Read his card for yourself.
Let's have a look. Mr. James Stuart. Great Scott, it's an extraordinary coincidence that he should arrive just as we're talking about James Stuart, King of England.
Come in.
Mr. James Stuart.
How do you do, Mr. Stuart? My name is Sherlock Holmes, and this is my colleague, Dr. Watson.
How do you do, sir? How do you do?
Mr. Holmes, you've got to help me. I'm walking about in mortal fear of my life. You've got to help me.
Mr. Stuart, I suggest that you sit down. I'll do anything in my power to help you, but you must compose yourself first and tell me quietly what it is that's frightening you.
How can I compose myself when I may be dead within a few hours?
No, Mr. Stuart. I'm a doctor. I really think if I were to give you a sedative that you'd find...
How can you talk of sedatives when I... My heart. Doctor! My heart.
All right. Now, here, let me help you into this sofa. There you are now.
Imagine
that
brandy would mean all of us.
Yes, Holmes, and I'll give him some digitalis. A fellow with a bad heart like this shouldn't allow himself to get so excited.
Here you are, Mr. Stuart. Drink this.
That's it. And now this, Mr. Stuart.
What is it?
It's digitalis.
Very well.
There now. Feel better, sir?
Yes, Mr. Holmes. Yes, I do. You're right. I shouldn't get so excited.
My heart can't stand it, you know.
Watson, is he well enough to talk, do you think?
Yes, if he doesn't excite himself again.
I'll be careful, Doctor. I'll take it quietly. Mr. Holmes, when you saw my card just now, did it strike any response of court?
No. Naturally, sir. Who could fail to be intrigued when a James Stewart calls to see one on Guy Fawkes Day?
It isn't just coincidence that my name is James Stewart's. I've got royal blood in my veins. People know of it. And that's another reason they're out to kill me. They're jealous of my heritage. Every instinct I have is a royal one. Now, you gentlemen know that falconry is a king's sport. And my greatest hobby is the breeding and the training of falcons.
Mr. Stewart, owing to the state of your health, I suggest that you be as economical as possible in your explanation. In fact, I think it might be better if I were to question you.
Very well, Mr. Holmes.
Now, you say that your life is in danger. What evidence do you have to substantiate that claim?
My cousin, Guy Falconby, has threatened it. You see, Mr. Holmes, he and I are the only heirs to a wealthy uncle. His fortune will go to the surviving heir. If I were dead, Guy would inherit everything.
Seems to me, Mr. Stewart, that you should have applied to Scotland Yard for protection.
I did, Dr. Watson. Only a few days ago I saw a certain inspector, Lestrade, I think his name was, and he laughed at my fears.
Oh, Lestrade. And he laughed, did he? Well, then in that case, there may be something in your story, sir. You say that your cousin has threatened to kill you. Has he indicated the method he intends to employ?
He has. And it's a devilish plot. Guy has a bitter, twisted sense of humor, gentlemen, even when he's planning as dastardly a thing as a murder. I am James Stewart. He is Guy Falconby, which is near enough to Guy Fawkes. Today is the 5th of November, and he's planning to blow me up.
Oh, come, sir. You can't expect us to believe that.
But it's true. He warned me. And the celebrations that are going on in the streets of London today would make a rare cloak for his activities.
I must confess, Mr. Stewart, that I find your story most unconvincing. All your evidence appears to depend on conversations held between you and this cousin of yours. You have no facts, sir, to substantiate your claims.
But I have.
Then please let us hear them.
I live at 23 Cavendish Square. A week ago, the house next door to me was let to a new tenant. Almost immediately, workmen became very active there. They were digging in the cellars, Mr. Holmes. I could hear the sounds of picks and shovels through the walls.
Digging in the cellars? That does sound significant, doesn't it, Holmes?
Extremely. Did you observe any other activities of the workmen, Mr. Stewart?
Aye, Mr. Holmes. Vans have been delivering large packing cases to the basement during the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's in them, too. It's gunpowder. I tell you, they're planning to blow me up today.
No. Steady. You mustn't excite yourself again.
What shall I do, Mr. Holmes?
I think, sir, it would be better for you to rest here for a while and then go to a nearby hotel. I would suggest the Shaftesbury. And wait there until you hear from us.
And where are you gentlemen going?
Watson and I, after donning suitable disguises, will visit the house adjoining yours in Cavendish Square. I think an examination of the cellar there might prove most illuminating.
This must be the house, all right, Holmes. The empty packing cases are still by the foot of the basement steps.
Come on, Watson. Let's go down and explore.
Upon my soul, I feel a little self-conscious in these clothes.
No need to, my dear chap. You look a most authentic inspector of plumbing.
Well,
if anyone challenges us, you'd better let me do the talking, though. I think my accent might be a little more convincing. Shh. Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Exactly. Then we may reasonably assume that either the workmen are observing the Guy Fawkes holiday or that their work is done. Come on, let's try this door.
It's unlocked.
Yes. This is too easy, Watson. We must be prepared for a trap. Come on.
I've got my revolver handy if there's any trouble.
I don't use it until I tell you to. Remember, we're supposed to be plumbing inspectors.
It's pitch black in here. I can't see a thing.
Strike a match. See if you can find a gas jet.
Strike a match and the cellar may be full of gunpowder.
You can't take the risk, old chap.
Here's a gas jet. I'll light it. That's better. Now we can see a little.
I think the workmen have completed their job. See that new wood forming a crude door in the corner over there?
Where does it lead to, do you suppose?
Let's find out. also unlocked. Here's a miner's lantern, waiting conveniently for us on this ledge. Oh, this is ridiculously easy. Now I'm sure it's a trap.
I light the lantern. Great Scott, it's a tunnel.
Yes, it's a tunnel leading into Mr. Stewart's house next door. Let's explore it.
Look, Holmes. Look at the barrels. I bet they're full of gunpowder.
Undoubtedly. We'll observe the fuses as well. Yes, the complete equipment for another gunpowder plot.
I can't believe my eyes. What a fantastic plan, but how could the murderer be certain that Stewart would be killed in the explosion?
I think that's easily answered, Watson. Remember Mr. Stewart's bad heart? In his present state of apprehension, an exploding firecracker would be enough to kill him.
Oh, I suppose so. Hello? Hello? What's this lying on the floor? Curious? It's a funny strip of silk with a little ring on the end.
Let me see it, Watson. Aha. This seems to be familiar. By Jove. I believe it's a Jess.
A Jess? What nurse said?
The last piece of evidence necessary to confirm the conclusion.
Come out of there! And keep your hands above your heads! I've got a revolver!
Right, you are, Governor. We ain't done no harm. Now remember, Watson. I'll do the talking.
Come on! Out you come! Well, well. You're a comical-looking pair. What are you doing in there?
Me and my mate got a message to come over here and see to the plumbing, mister.
Plumbers, eh? Do you have any identification?
Yes, sir. Here's me badge. We're inspectors for the London County Council.
Oh, that's all right, my man. I saw the basement door open and I thought burglars might be here.
You're the owner of this house, sir?
Yes, but my agent let it recently to some tenants who've been behaving rather queerly, I'm told. So I came round here to see what was happening.
If you're the owner, sir, perhaps you can give me some facts for me records. Gotta fill me records, you know.
What do you want to know?
Well, your name, please, sir.
Falconby. Guy Falconby.
Look here.
Alfie, hold your nose.
What did he say?
Nothing, sir, nothing. He's got bad hiccups. Had him for months now. Can't stop him. Alfie, here, give me a pencil, will you? Thank you, Alf. Now, sir, your name is Guy Falconby. What's the name of the tenant this house is let to?
There are three of them.
Oh, do you know their names, sir? Got to have them for me records, you see.
Yes, the names are Winter, Rokewood, and Keynes.
Winter, Rokewood, and Keynes. That's right, sir. Sounds as if they might be a firm of solicitors, don't they, sir?
Well, perhaps they are. I haven't met them.
Just one more question, sir, and then I needn't bother you no more.
Well, what is it? My religion or my grandmother's maiden name?
No, sir, no, nothing like that. I just wondered who lived in the house next door on that side. We've had a complaint from there too. Their pipes is bunged up.
My cousin lives there. His name's James Stewart.
Mr. James Stewart, eh? Oh, much obliged, sir. Me and my mate will be going next door, then. Come on, Alfie.
I'm not surprised his pipes are bunged up, as you so graphically put it. He's a great one for practical jokes about the house. As a matter of fact, he's planning one of them tonight. Well, that's no concern of yours. By the way, my man, what's your name?
Nivett, sir. Tom Nivett. Come on, Alfie. We've got work to do.
You're listening to Sherlock Holmes on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
The 2023 Essential Facts About the U.S. Video Game Industry report has just been published by the Entertainment Software Association, shining a light on who's playing games, on which devices, and why. And for some of the key highlights, I caught up with the ESA's president and CEO, Stanley Pierre Louis.
One of the big takeaways we have is that everyone plays, every demographic,
every gender, every ethnicity. Everyone is playing games across the ages. We're seeing people are engaging and enjoying video game play. About half the players are women, and the average player is around 32 years old, and the average player has been playing for about 21 years. What that means is you have just as many people over 45 playing as you do under 18.
Gamers cite relaxation and stimulation as two main reasons why they play, along with playing with friends and family, either side by side or online. Read the full report for yourself at theesa.com/facts.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. 800-908-3084. That's 800-908-3084.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Commercial real estate is in a Category 5 hurricane. With the Fed continuing to unsuccessfully raise interest rates to curb inflation, real estate loans in 2 years are going to top $2 trillion. Could over 500 banks go bankrupt? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the pages of Sherlock Holmes, let's get into the second act on When Radio Was.
Holmes, I wish you'd tell me what's going on. Why have we taken this cab back to Baker Street?
Get out of these clothes. They've served their purpose. Now there's more serious work afoot.
Well, I'm still confused about our interview with Guy Falkenberg. Why did you say your name was Tom Knivett?
What touch of vanity, old fellow?
Vanity? How do you mean?
Well, consider the names in this case so far, Watson. James Stewart says that he's been threatened by Guy Falkenby. A name, as Mr. Stewart points out, not unlike Guy Fawkes. Do you recall the names of the three tenants that Mr. Falkenby gave us a few minutes ago?
Yes. Winter, Rookwood, and Keynes. But what's that got to do with it?
A great deal, my dear fellow. Thomas Winter, Ambrose Rookwood, and Robert Keynes were the three men executed with Guy Fawkes in the original gunpowder plot in 1605.
Good Lord, but where does Tom Knivett, the name you gave yourself, fit into the fixture?
Thomas Knivett was the Westminster magistrate who arrested the conspirators. Since the would-be murderer has such an academic knowledge of the original plot, I thought I'd let him know that he was up against an opponent worthy of his steel.
Well, Doctor, you and Mr. Holmes were certainly having yourselves quite a Guy Fawkes day. What happened when you got back to Baker Street?
We quickly changed out of our disguises and back into our ordinary clothes. I was still pretty much in the dark, as usual. And I kept questioning Holmes as to our next move. He was in a state of suppressed excitement. And it was obvious as he spoke to me that he was anxious to be off.
What's the daughter? There's so much work ahead of us.
What do you mean, Doctor? I'm not dawdling. I'm dressing as fast as I can. What's our next move, anyway?
Well, we must split our forces. Just get hold of my band of street urchins, the Baker Street Irregulars. I'm going to surround Mr. Stewart's house in Cavendish Square, and they'll be invaluable for that purpose.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Go to the Shaftesbury Hotel and collect Mr. Stewart, then return with him to his house and wait me there. I shall join you as soon as I've rounded up the Irregulars, but I must warn you. Don't leave Mr. Stewart for a moment. Don't let him out of your sight until you see me again.
Of course I won't, Holmes, but I must say, the idea of all that gunpowder in the cellar doesn't make me feel any too happy.
Have faith in me, old chap. Have faith in me. You know, I wouldn't expose you to any danger if I could avoid it. And I assure you that I shall join you and Mr. Stewart very shortly. You have your revolver?
Yes, of course.
Good. And, give Mr. Stewart this revolver, will you? Tell him that I insist that he carries it. I fear that his own has probably been tampered with.
Right you are, Holmes. I'll see that he has it. This is a strange business, I must say. That Guy Falkenberg seemed
Such a decent sort of fellow.
Yes, he appeared to be a most amiable fellow, didn't he? This is indeed an unusual case, Watson. We're up against one of the most sinister and twisted antagonists that we've ever met. Well, old chap, I'm leaving now. I'll join you soon. And don't forget, stay close to Mr. Stewart. Stay very close to him.
Dr. Watson, I wish your friend were here.
No, don't get so excited, Mr. Stewart. You'll be here any moment now. You've still got the revolver that I gave you?
Yes, it's in my pocket. But what's the good of a revolver if there should be an explosion? Answer me that if you can.
No, you must have faith in Mr. Holmes, sir. He's arranging now to have this house of yours surrounded by his band of street urchins. They'll see that no one gets to the cellar next door to light the fuses.
A bunch of children. How can they do anything?
You don't know the Baker Street Irregulars, Mr. Stewart. And it's a perfect day for them to operate. As black-faced boys begging for pennies, they'd pass unnoticed anywhere.
I hope you're right. But I have a premonition, Doctor. There's going to be a tragedy. I know it.
Now, take it easy, sir. Remember your heart. You're in splendid hands when Sherlock Holmes is on the case. Here he is now. Holmes, I say, I'm glad to see you.
Have you received your visitor yet?
Visitor? We've seen no one.
Then be on the alert. I've just been questioning the boys surrounding this house. A few moments ago, some children pulled a small cart up to the back door. A cart containing a life-size dummy. My irregulars thought that it was an effigy on its way to a bonfire.
Oh, why shouldn't it be, Holmes?
I have reason to believe that it's someone visiting you in disguise, Mr. Stewart. A visitor who is mounting the back stairs at this very moment.
You've got to stand by me, Holmes. You've got to protect
me. Don't worry, sir. Come in.
Look at that apparition.
Great Scott, a Guy Fawkes dummy. A dark lantern in his hand, and it's walking.
And also talking, I trust.
Keep away from me. I got a revolver.
Stick for a stake for Victoria's sake. If you won't give me one, I'll take two. The better for me and the worse for you.
It's Guy Fawkenberg.
Keep away from me, do you hear?
The better for me and the worse for you.
All right, then. I'm going to fire.
Yeah, Mr. Stewart, the revolver I've provided for you seems to be unloaded. How very odd.
Well, what in fun is all this about?
We've just witnessed an attempted murder, Watson.
Murder? What are you talking about? This is a game. James and I had it arranged, the whole thing.
You may have thought it was a game, Mr. Falconby, but I assure you that your cousin...
Grab Mr. Stewart, Watson. He seems to be leading us.
Leave me alone. Take your hands off me. My heart.
Help me put him on the sofa. That's it. I'll get him some digitalis.
Look, I don't want to appear unnecessarily stupid, but will someone tell me what this is all about?
With pleasure, Mr. Falconby. Your cousin had planned one of the most fantastic murder plots that I've ever encountered. He came to us with the story that you had threatened his life.
But that's ridiculous. I'm very fond of him.
Of course it's ridiculous. The whole plot was ridiculous. He leased the house next door, had a tunnel dug, and gunpowder and fuses planted there. Even entered the name of the tenants as Winter, Rookwood, and Kames to give the apparent plot a further authenticity.
You mean my cousin was the real tenant?
Certainly he was. However, he was clumsy enough to drop that piece of silk with the wire ring on the end that you found in the cellar, Watson.
I think you called it Jess.
And what's a Jess?
It's a strap that goes round a falcon's leg to which its leash is fastened. You will remember that Mr. Stewart informed us that falconry is his hobby. And it therefore indicated that he had been in the cellar and consequently must have known about the whole plot.
And all he was trying to do was to build up in our minds the belief that his cousin was trying to kill him.
Exactly, my dear fellow. Had we believed him, of course he could have shot you just now, Mr. Falconby, in apparent self-defense.
Good Lord, what a fantastic plot. I still can't quite believe
it. Mr. Falconby, why are you dressed as a Guy Fawkes dummy?
Well, it was James's idea. He said that he was going to dress up too, and that we were to go round the bonfires tonight and frighten people by appearing as live dummies. But the last message he sent told me to come up here, that we'd play a practical joke on a couple of friends of his.
And did he provide you with the costume that you're wearing?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he did.
Have you searched the pockets for any weapons?
No, but I will.
All right, and while you're doing that, I'll examine this dark lantern. How's your patient, Watson?
Well, I've given him some digitalis. Now, I'll get him some brandy.
I can't find anything in the pockets.
Here's the answer, my friends. Look here. Inside the lantern is a dagger. Your cousin planted it there to substantiate the claim that you were trying to kill him. Had his plans worked, you would have been dead, Mr. Falconby, before you could have told us the truth.
Here, come back here, Mr. Stewart.
James! He slipped out of the door.
Confound it! He's making the heart attack. Come on, Watson, after him.
Fire! Fire!
Holmes! Holmes, where are you? Out of the way, please.
Oh, blimey. Here comes the Lord Mayor of London, chums.
Excuse me, please. I'm trying to find a friend of mine. Most important. Holmes, where are you? Here I am, Watson.
I hear you calling me.
Out of the way, please. I'm coming, Holmes.
Why don't you send me a postcard?
You got away from me in the crowd.
Got away from us.
Well, we'll never find him in this mark.
Not 12 foot. He's a dangerous man. There's no knowing what he may do. Where are the irregulars? Ah, there's Wiggins.
Wiggins?
Hello, Mr. Holmes.
Wiggins.
Dr. Watson.
Did you see a man run out of that house a few minutes ago?
No, Governor. Perhaps Charlie did. Hey, Charlie, come over here a minute. It's Mr. Holmes.
All right.
I bet Charlie didn't see anything, though. He's got some savvy girl with him.
Hello, Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Did you see a man run through this crowd a few minutes ago? A tallish man with a gray moustache?
Yes, I did. A man came running out of the house over there.
That's the house. Where'd he go?
He ran down toward where the shops are.
And he sure outdone me, did.
The one we are going to burn in the bonfire. I tried to stop him, but he got away.
Holmes, look up there on the roof. There's a figure. By Joe, I believe it's James Stewart.
That's the man. He's the one that stole our dummy.
He's standing up on the roof. He's going to jump.
If he does, he's going to land on the bonfire.
There he goes. He is jumping. Right into the middle of the fire.
It's awful. He'll be burned to death.
Don't worry, Wiggins. There wasn't a man who fell into the bonfire.
What do you mean?
From the gyrations that the figure performed as it fell, my dear Watson, I'm convinced that Mr. Stewart threw the stolen dummy to try and put us off the track.
Then Stewart's still up there.
He is, Watson. Come along, old boy. It's up on the rooftops for us. Up on the rooftops. Here, Watson. Let me help you up. Can you reach my hand?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, then. Up you come. Come on. That's it.
Phew. Seems to me that fire escapes must be designed for giants.
Keep your eyes skinned, old fellow. Stewart's a dangerous man. Might be hiding behind those chimney stacks. Come on.
Upon my soul, this is a strange place to be on Guy Fawkes night.
Yes, a comprehensive case, Watson. Starts in a cellar and ends on a rooftop.
Look, Holmes. By the parapet there.
The crumpled body of Mr. Stewart.
Looks to me as if it... Yeah. He's dead, Holmes.
Well, it's not surprising. The effort of carrying the dummy up here and throwing it, combined with his own state of excitement, would do much for him. Well, quite frankly, I can't say that I'm sorry.
No, he planned a murder. If it hadn't been for you, he would have succeeded. An extraordinary case, Holmes.
Yes, old chap, and one that should long make us remember the 5th of November.
By Joe, yes.
Please to remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgotten.
Well, Doctor, as you boys would say, that story was a bit of exciting, what?
Yes, and even now I sort of lose my breath. When I remember climbing that fire escape.
You know, Doctor, those two fellas certainly went out of their way to celebrate Guy Fawkes Day. And now, Dr. Watson, what Sherlock Holmes adventure are you going to tell us next week?
An old favorite, Mr. Bartell. A story that concerns strange music that was heard in a lonely house in the English countryside. And of the living death that stalked there. I call it The Adventure of the Speckled Band.
Tonight's Sherlock Holmes adventure is written by Dennis Green and Anthony Boucher and was suggested by an incident in the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle story, The Adventure of the Devil's Foot. Music was by Dean Fossler. Mr. Rathbone appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and Mr. Bruce through the courtesy of Universal Pictures, where they are now starring in the Sherlock Holmes series. The Petri Wine Company of San Francisco, California, invites you to tune in again next week, same time, same station. This is Harry Bartell saying goodnight for the Petri family. Sherlock Holmes comes to you from our Hollywood studio. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
from November 5th, 1945. I'm Greg Bell, and my question this time pertains to Holmes and Watson. Can you name the tandem that played them in a 1950s BBC series produced by Harry Allen Towers and occasionally featuring Orson Welles as Moriarty? I'll name those two British knights and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about a 1950s BBC Sherlock Holmes radio series produced by Harry Allen Towers and starring a couple of British knights. The answer? Sir John Gielgud and Sir Ralph Richardson. Sir John and Sir Ralph would occasionally be joined on that program by the villain Moriarty, as voiced by none other than Orson Welles. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we once again have run out of time. But hey, folks, take a little time and visit us at our website. It's whenradiowas.com. Again, pretty easy to remember. It's just the name of the show. whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.